like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
This show's going to be funny.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan? Now, that's cold up there. Three Canadian hunters were out in the woods one cold afternoon. And the first Canadian hunter says, "Look at this, Charlie. Deer tracks here, right in the snow. We got deer here. This is our lucky day." Second Canadian hunter says, "Deer? Are you crazy? I've been hunting all my life. Those are elk tracks. We got elk here." Third Canadian hunter says, "Elk? Deer? Those are moose tracks. Moose, for heaven's sakes. No, they're not. They're elk. No, that's deer. No, it's moose." Anyway, while they're arguing, a train comes along and hits them.
He's mentally retarded.
Yes, all right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Let's see what we've got here. And hello, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Super. How are you?
Let me turn down my radio. I wanted to say, I just wanted to take a moment to say that I enjoyed the first part of your show, that it certainly does do justice to this is a celebration of women.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to say that one of your previous callers said when she said that the men rule the world. Because it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the axiom that behind every strong man is a good woman, I would say whoever owns the Virgin is in charge. Hello.
Hello. Still here.
Yeah. And I think that Don Geronimo would be proud to hear me. Where's your crap detector now?
Say. All right, thank you. We've had enough. Bye.
All right.
All right. Sorry, how are you in right. here?
That was uncalled for.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so maybe you could tell me what that thing was all about and suck.
Time to go. So what this is what should we say? Nastiness? Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
I appreciate that comment. She makes me feel empowered to drop a big
whoopee.
Oh, well.
That's unfortunate.
Wow.
And it should be noted that it's mostly men who are making
air on the air comments.
It's one guy.
Yeah. Industrious guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. What about the vagina?
Exactly.
I didn't know
exactly.
I was fine.
What about it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just a bunch of white trash. Dumbass. Be warned. This is extremely graphic. So if you have small children in the room, don't let them disturb you.
Oh, no.
Did I care?
I like weight.
Stop that, please.
Shut up.
Right. Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan?
That's
cool. Three Canadian hunters were out in the woods one cold afternoon.
Shut up! Uh-oh! Dongo!
Shut up.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
All right, everybody happy?
Here's
everybody
happy?
Are you?
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, Ed. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Hi.
This is it. Don and Mike show. New episode.
On this
Tuesday.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Tuesday.
Susie.
Phone number, maybe you just heard it. 877-365-9636.
We're here, you're there, you can call us here, and we'll take it there.
Three Canadian hunters.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters? Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Is it cold up there?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Thank you. Listen, before we start the show, take your phone calls. Make our statements about the crappiness of the world. The pursuit of crappiness. That's my movie. Not the Will Smith movie. The pursuit of happiness.
The world is, it's like...
The pursuit of crappiness.
It's like when Dorothy lands in the house from Kansas and she opens the door and everything's brightly colored. It's all in Technicolor. That's the way I look at it.
I think we need something to cleanse our palate, to put us in order, to put us in the right spot.
Order like parliamentary order?
Order! No, in a...
order!
More in a metaphysical sense. For your soul, for your...
Okay.
For your zen, Mike.
I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I worry about the health of our nation's children. Never before have so many American kids been overweight and at risk for diabetes, heart disease, and other serious health problems.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I worry about the health of our nation's children.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Alec, we'll do that all day.
Okay, so, Alec.
So don't think that's funny now, because in about an hour you're going to be hating yourself.
I think it's truth is what it is. Mm-hmm. It's truth. Different levels of truth.
And this is the worst combination of all.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I worry about the health of our nation's children.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters?
Got to get to the second
one. Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
When it says hunters like Ed Sullivan. Here we go.
Three Canadian hunters.
Hunters.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Oh, right. God.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
I know.
When the time comes for me to make the phone call,
yes.
I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go when I make that phone call.
Right. Okay, now our heads are on straight. Let's start the show.
I feel clear.
Three Canadian hunters. Hello, Don and Mike show. First call of a brand new show.
Now, this could get us unclear.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, howdy. You're on the air.
I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, I thought I heard, like, music for a moment there. Do you have an organ there?
Are you playing with the organ?
No, I'm not playing with an organ. I'm actually in my car.
What was that music? Did you have, like, a CD or an iPod or some sort of musical source on?
Actually, that was a little commercial on the radio.
What's up?
Nothing much. Remember when you guys were talking about Marysville last week?
What?
Marysville.
Yuba City, Marysville.
Oh, Yuba City. Are you calling from the northern portion of the great state of California?
Yes, I am, sir.
In what regard were we discussing Yuba City?
We weren't, Don. We were getting lots of phone calls about Yuba City.
Oh, I know. It was the copycat crime.
It was
right?
The copycat.
Yeah. The copycat guy. He had the nerve to plead not guilty.
Hey, listen, shouldn't you be calling Sean Hannity with this? Like the first call out of a brand new show.
Ouch.
What are we supposed to do with that, dude?
Yeah. Really? What the hell are we supposed to do with that? This is the beginning of the show. This is the front end of the show. So, this conceivably sets the tone for the whole broadcast.
Does it really?
Yeah. There are times to be serious, and I think we've moved past that. That now, at least with that topic on this show, you know.
Did anybody get killed in the Yuba City thing?
Except our show, no. I don't believe so.
Nobody got killed, right, sir?
I'm asking you a direct question.
Did anybody get killed?
Nobody got killed.
Okay, so it was what? A guy with a hostage situation?
He was only armed with a pocket knife.
This was news last week. Why are you calling us with it today?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to update people on it.
Got a new name for your town. Sacramento, the copycat city.
Yeah.
What could the possible update be that we would care about?
That he pleaded not guilty and he only had a knife.
Did you hear about the Kings?
Did you hear about the Kings?
What about them?
They're definitely going to Las Vegas.
Yep.
Like this summer.
Going to Las Vegas?
You bet they are. You bet they are. Absolutely. The Maloofs are moving them to Las Vegas.
The Maloofs are moving them to Las Vegas.
Yes, Las Vegas. And if they can't get Las Vegas, they're going to Reno.
I see the Sonics going to Las Vegas more than the Kings.
No, that's a fact. We have an inside source.
Nah, they're going to Oklahoma City. You know it, Mike. They're going to Oklahoma City.
That's the fallback city. That is the fallback city.
Vegas is one, and Oklahoma City is two.
According to what source?
Well, the source has told us several cities, but there's only one thing the source will say for sure. He guarantees there will not be NBA basketball in Sacramento next fall.
All I know is that there was, our source on this is a guy from Yuba City, Mr. Dumas, who says that Arco Arena has been condemned.
Yeah, they've got some ceiling tile issues there.
You didn't hear?
They do.
Yeah, you know they do.
There are raw sewage issues at Arco Arena. They say it's worse than the Superdome.
In all the papers.
They thought for a second that the raw sewage was causing an odor problem, but that was just when the people, you know, sold the stadium out.
Anyway, when they asked the Maloofs, seriously, in all seriousness, when they asked the Maloofs why you would move out of Sacramento, which is thought to be a great, thriving metropolitan area, he said, well, mainly the amount of dumbass NFers that live out here. Sure. That's why I'm moving, because I hate being around so many stupid NFers.
Surprising, really.
Is that so? He really said...
That's exactly what he said.
His other quote was, he doesn't have to worry about them coming to Las Vegas because they're all too stupid to gamble.
Go check if you don't believe it.
Yeah, there's a B.
I don't believe it.
It's in the Sacramento Bee.
No, the owner of the Sacramento Kings. As a matter of fact, haven't you ever heard us reference the fact that he loves the way we talk about Sacramento?
He also he went on to say a big thing about the fact that it's Las Vegas Kings. You know, a king is a card, you know, in a deck, and it really kind of fits, and it would really be, he wouldn't get any crap for it with the gambling because the fact the team is already named Kings, it works out very, very well.
Mm-hmm. And he said he thought that the people in Las Vegas, generally speaking, were smarter than the people in the greater Sacramento area. Mm-hmm.
He said, but you got a better deal. It's more expensive in Las Vegas. Your taxes are going to be higher in Las Vegas. He says anything to get out of Sacramento. What I'm looking for is a knowledgeable NBA fan. That's what he said.
I'm very knowledgeable, and
for a guy that's calling us with news that's a week old.
You didn't know this.
I'm surprised you didn't know that news.
I've never heard of it. Every time a fan calls and brings that up on a radio, it immediately gets shot down.
Dude, shut down about the fact that they're moving to Las Vegas.
This is news today.
Done deal.
Do you not? Don't you listen to Jim Rome?
Huh?
Don't you listen to Jim Rome?
Yeah, I listen to Jim Rome.
Jim Rome had it like a month ago.
Yeah, but he was all over it today.
Yeah, today was his main subject.
Was it really?
I was listening
to a part.
That's the news. That's the news, dude.
He had some counterpoint guy from Sacramento that was making the case that there are not enough mid-level cities that have major league sports teams, and they got shut down right away because it's dollars.
Once again, but also, let's be honest, Maloof said it.
Yeah.
The people are just too stupid in Northern California.
I said there are a lot of other mid-level cities where they're more knowledgeable about sport in general.
I was surprised.
In general, I can understand why they would want to move out of Sacramento, but
sure.
the reports I'm getting is it's impossible for them to do it.
You're talking about something
I don't know about.
The move is already, look, the only thing that is a question mark, it's not 100% certain that it is Vegas, but it will be another city.
It might be Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it's been announced.
Because they've been hosting the Hornets, from New Orleans, and they've shown that they can back a team. And Maloof said that, I don't know which one it was, said he went to Oklahoma City, and he was amazed not only at how much smarter the people were, mm-hmm. but how much better they looked and how they carried themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel you, and I feel it. And hey, I don't blame them for moving to Sacramento. Just on a note, I'm not a Kings fan. I'm a Lakers fan.
Good for you.
So if they move,
the Lakers announced today they're moving too.
Do you know that they did a survey of Kings fans? 36% of Kings fans get lost on the way to the game.
You mentioned you're a Lakers fan.
That's a fact.
That's an actual fact.
Yes. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Don't you know anybody that's gotten lost going to Arco? Yeah, so I'm right about that.
Look it up.
No, I don't know anybody that's gotten lost going up. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
My friend was driving me up to Arco.
You know what they did say, though? They did say that you would still be able to have your lesbian team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's forever.
The Monarchs?
Yeah, your lesbian team's going to get a new arena.
The Monarchs will be there forever.
That is what the Maloofs are leaving the city of Sacramento with.
Mm-hmm. So there's that.
A gang of lesbians.
A gang of talented lesbians, world champion lesbians.
Triangle Arena.
Very talented, really. So, I mean, what, do you go to a lot of games?
Do I go to a lot of games? Yeah. No, I've been to 2 games this year.
Oh, there you go. Well, 2 games, that's good. That's better than the average fan.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm real sorry that you're so, there's no way to say it. Well, the owner of the Kings said it best, dumb.
Yeah. Check
that,
out.
You just don't get what's going on.
So maybe you won't get the fact that maybe it'll be mid-season next year before he knows the team's gone.
Hey, like I said before, I'm a Lakers fan. It's irrelevant.
Yeah, the Lakers are moving, too.
Lakers are moving, too.
They're moving to Columbus, Ohio.
Are you going to root for the Kings when they're the Las Vegas Kings?
Huh?
Are you going to root for the Kings when they're the Las Vegas Kings?
No, I'm still hating.
Wow. Oh, you hate them now?
Yeah, of
course.
I hate them now.
That follows. Yes, of course you do. You're from the area and you hate your home team. That's right. That follows because of that, because it's that particular home team.
But you have not heard the breaking news that they're moving anywhere but Sacramento.
I don't blame them.
Tell stories. It's not anywhere but Sacramento. There are 3 to 4 choice cities, the number one being Las Vegas, number 2 Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City, yeah.
Number 3 is Roanoke.
Oh, would you stop it, Rob?
Stop. Now, see, you're being silly, Rob. That's ridiculous.
Too small.
In that case...
Wasn't it a Florida city? Seriously, wasn't the third choice a Florida city?
Tampa Bay was the third choice.
Tampa Bay. Okay, the big one. Okay.
And then Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The Bay Lakers.
So, in that case, that means they're moving to Oakland Raiders, too.
No. It's just a moratorium of moving any professional sports at all out of Sacramento. The eventual goal is going to be, just like I said, the girls' basketball team.
But before they tear Arco Arena down, I think they're going to have they're going to replace it with a lovely schedule of different events, some motocross and some truck pulls.
But the good news for us is that we're not going to be preempted anymore. For stupid Kings basketball.
Right. KHCK News Bulletin. You just tuned in.
That's right. You've heard it. This guy on the phone confirms. Kings have moved to Las Vegas or Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure which.
Oklahoma City.
That's right.
Spread the word. If I look this up, this is all over the internet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Everybody's talking about it.
Look. Come on. Anna Nicole Smith's baby is talking about it. Everybody is. Yeah. Please, get out of here. Ibis is talking about it.
Denny Lynn knows they're going to Vegas.
Yes.
Those guys that CBS just suspended in New York know about it. Get out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye!
Enough of our brilliant wit being wasted on that dumbass.
Yes, of course. But I believe it was the only proper way to handle him.
I think it really helped him.
That's about as esoteric as we get, folks.
You know, I kid that way, and I started that whole thing as, being a kidder. But I would tell you this, that if that was ever to become news fact, and I based my kidding out of a, rumor one time, they said they might move them because the guys have so many business interests in Vegas.
Right.
That would bring me a great deal of pleasure.
I know.
It truly would. I'd become an NBA fan if that was the case.
Here comes your... Talk about your henchman. I know you often call him my henchman when certain topics...
On this,
come.
We have been together forever.
But here you go. Here's your lover.
And right now, that guy is running around trying to find anyone with access to the internet. I have got to look into this. What is the Sacramento Bee site for web work?
I don't know how politically correct this will be to mention in the beginning part of our show, but once again... I just have to say, CBS, this is maybe the worst radio company in the world to work for. The more DJs now have been suspended today. Oh. DJs in New York.
I have no idea.
At the free FM station in New York.
Oh, really?
Now, I got to be careful how I say this because I know CBS is
nervous.
Not for the reason that you think. That I'm going to tell you, I've heard the tape of what they did. It sounds to me like a funny bit. They had one of those, you punch into a computer and it speaks things. Okay, we've done that before on the show, right?
Right.
Hello, how are you?
Well,
they called a Japanese-Chinese takeout place. And they had it say stuff like, can we have flied lice? Okay?
Right.
So they,
the computer was saying that?
Yeah, I mean, these DJs called a Chinese restaurant on the air and talked into the computer to speak to the people that were working
there.
Gotcha. All right.
Good on them.
So it's like a just a dumb phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it and nobody paid any attention to it. And then they replayed it, I guess, on Monday. And some splinter, you know, Asian group,
right,
you know, who wants to be the next Al Sharpton. They jump up and they say, you got to do something about this.
Mm.
Now, CBS has suspended these guys without pay. But the truth is, they really, what they did was stupid. It didn't go over any line. They called the place and didn't get their permission to put their voices on the air.
That's what it's about. You know.
That really...
That's the reason they were suspended?
As far as I can... Unless, if that's not the reason, we should just pack up our tents today and go retire.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't figure it out. I mean, I was sent the link and I heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and if you want to hear it, here's another reason. CBS is a great company. If you go to 92freefm.com,
mm-hmm.
This bit that they just have pulled these guys off the air for,
yeah.
It's still up on the podcast.
That's it.
It's still up.
You know what that involves? That involves quick thinking
and
being fleet of foot.
That's it's right. Still up there under a
they'll
highlight.
They'll suspend, but they won't pull it off the website because that requires initiative. Right?
Somebody in the CBS hierarchy had selected this phone call as being such a good part of their show
mm-hmm.
to highlight it, to put it on the podcast.
Yeah.
And now,
unbelievable. So what they've been suspended for, they still have on the website.
Yeah, at least as of 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, it was on before the show. Again, like with the Opie and Anthony Sex for Sam thing, like with Imus, like with almost everything in this company now, it seems, when there's a problem with somebody on the air. Here's the thing. If those guys made a live phone call without getting someone's permission, there should be someone at the radio station who would have caught it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it plays for a second time. You know who you go get? You go get the friggin' manager. You don't get the poor schmuck that's behind the microphone.
Right.
I mean, otherwise, why do we have douchebags like Michael Hughes around? I mean, I know that's a rhetorical question, but seriously, why do we have guys of this ilk?
Well, the whole thing when everything blew up before, weren't we kind of wasn't it indicated to us that there was there's several layers to this thing, and certainly when you're talking about putting something on a tape and rebroadcasting it, that's kind of out of our hands. I mean, silly.
But it's silly. But hold on, let me read you this, because the way it's playing out is not like...
But why? What was the reason they gave for suspending them? Was it an ethnic slur?
That's what it is. It wasn't even a slur. Hold on.
That's the pub.
It was the tone.
There we go. Here it is.
Fallout from the Imus debacle continues. 92.3 Free FM New York, midday show. Got to put my glasses on. Sorry, kids. The Doghouse, suspended without notice and without pay by CBS Corporate after airing a phone call to a local Asian restaurant that led to protests from the Organization of Chinese Americans.
Okay.
The bit was originally played on April 5th, replayed on April 19th. Call opens, and see, when they retell this,
mm-hmm.
they don't even spin it the right way. It's not these guys just calling up a restaurant going, hey, we'd like some fried rice. You know, they're doing it with a computer.
Mm-hmm.
At least when I've heard it, I'm not defending it. I'm saying they had a hook, which never gets mentioned here. It reads as follows. The call opened with a caller telling a restaurant worker, I'd like some Asian food, son of a bitch. Things went rapidly downhill from there. After asking a female employee if he could come to the restaurant to see her naked so he could see her hot Asian spicy ass, the caller ordered fried rice. Before said, I'm in training for kung fu, bitch. Sadly, hilarity failed to ensue, and the guy closed with, tell that hot Asian girl answering the phone, I'd like to tap her ass. No word yet on how long they will be out, and the OCA is calling them and their producer to be fired.
Okay, well, there it is. That was it.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
with no context, of course. Right?
Yeah,
very difficult. And that's an important thing when you're recapping something that's going on. You really have to get the perspective. And you know, I'm curious. You know, first thing I would say, well, why did he say bitch? Well, because there's obviously something to it. It's either a running gag that they do or something like that.
Right.
You know,
and you know
I'm not defending him until I hear the whole thing. But I mean, that's you know, hearing transcripts out of context makes us all look
because it's
insane.
Mike, it's one of two things. It's either what I first thought, which the company wants to keep quiet. And they'll probably call and scream at us during the commercials. But really, you know, who cares at this point? you know, the fact that really these guys, I believe, got in trouble for what you and I got nailed for years ago, which used to be the best part of our show, just calling people without getting their permission to go on the air.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah. If that's the case, well, then just say it. Otherwise...
Well, if that's the case, I'm sorry. I mean, that... First of all, it doesn't sound like that might be the case, but if it is... You know, well, they should have had people. I mean, we got. Then, what about when we try to do that?
Well, then
you and I want to do it all the time. We got like four people telling us we can't.
Then if
in
that,
here,
then I would say again, if that's not the case, if that's not the issue, if this is truly as written, it's total knee jerk on the part of CBS. And hello, it's the second time in 2 weeks they aired the same goddamn thing.
Somebody's responsible for that, and it's not the guys that were behind the microphones.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. Well, it's here for CBS.
It's an interesting climate to work in. Three Canadian hunters.
Did you hear about the three Canadian hunters from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan?
I'll let it go to the part you like, Mike.
Three Canadian hunters.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to get political, but I got to think. You know, we've been dealing with this for a long, long time. I'm ready for, like, change again. You know what I mean?
What kind of change?
Everything. I want everybody. I want a new person in every political appointed job in the United States.
A clean sweep.
Not because I'm a Democrat or a Republican, but because I truly believe we need change. That really.
Flush it out.
I'm sorry. You listen to Rich Lowe. That's really what we're... You know, everybody's getting effed. Everybody's getting killed. And we got the... But your freedom of speech is being... choked off, and you got Rich Little at the correspondence dinner.
And if you read today, the FCC's new thing is violence, like on 24.
Right.
Yeah. They want to get rid of that.
Jeez. I'm a believer that really when you have that, if you're a normal human being, if you are normal.
Excuse me.
You see 24 and you see that violence, that prevents you.
Oh, yeah.
Because we watch that on our little televisions. We get it all out of our systems. We don't go out and murder a family, you know. But obviously there are exceptions to the rule.
Well, sorry to get the show off on that note. Just had to.
Yeah, it makes me mad. Everything. It's a combination of that and then really thinking about, you know, the thing we've been joking about, that Rich Little.
Yeah.
Was that really makes me mad all of a sudden.
All,
you know, I'm just sitting
together.
There going, that's what we have there.
Why didn't CBS just hire him to do a bunch of shows on Free FM?
There you go.
No one would complain about Rich Little.
Right.
No one would listen.
I don't know. It's pretty violent when three people get hit by a train.
Three Canadian hunters?
Yeah. Right now, do you think he has to apologize to Canadians for doing that A thing?
You know, I'm sure there's a group that's offended.
He should.
Yeah.
Because that's a variation on a Polish joke, is what it is.
Can we start a group for people who are offended by people who are offended by every goddamn little nitpicky thing in the world?
Eventually, if we keep going in the direction we're going in, you're going to have, you know, Rich Little will be controversial because he said
that's impossible.
He said a-hole. You remember that? I watched that. He said a-hole.
Ooh. Oh, you're right, yeah.
He wouldn't be allowed to get away with that with the people in our humorless society.
What if Rich Little was like the Chris Rock of today? What if it got so milked down, so milk-toasted down that the most controversial guy we had was Rich Little, who dared to say a-hole at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Doesn't anyone remember, I mean, these people that put Rich Little in this position, don't they remember that even when you were in kindergarten, the thing that was funny was the thing that made you spit the milk out of your nose. Right. You know, that's the stuff. The surprise gag. The irreverent gag. That's the way it's always been. Yeah, there are different things that make people laugh that don't necessarily have to be irreverent, but that's a huge part of comedy and what's funny. You know?
And CBS, our company, has to stand up at some point because now these things are starting to fall left and right. Mm-hmm. You know, and being as... Ooh, there was no national tragedy this week, and being as we've all forgotten about Alec Baldwin, now this is a good chance for the spotlight to go back on.
It's almost like with everybody, they now need a target every week.
Shock jockery.
Right.
And the new thing that I've heard that pisses me off.
Aren't we a great target, though? We've always been a great target.
Always.
I mean, shock jocks are great targets. I don't even like the term, because I think it's overused. Right. But, I mean, really, when you think about the stuff we've done, you know, whether it be anniversaries, whether we've done silly little broadcasts and the press that we get for that. But, you know, one of us, either one of us screws up, do they jump on it like there's nobody's business? That's what they love to talk about. We're everybody's favorite enemy. I mean, that's just the way it's
And you're talking about
business.
All the guys that do radio, like, not just us in
sure.
particular.
Yeah, sure. And I think really even goes beyond shock jocks. I think people on the radio, blowhards on the radio are very, very good targets. People love to hate them. They watch it. Watch it.
You know.
You know.
You know.
And like you don't hear me getting on today railing and saying that we got to do something about the quality of American workmanship. I am not calling for a boycott of all General Motors products.
No.
I'm not. Well, just because when I was driving home last night,
yes,
and went to turn on my windshield wipers and get some of that scuzz off the windshield and hit the blue stuff coming out, and both the windshield wipers at the same time fell off and was peeling off behind me, and I was left with just the talons going. They fell off. Back and forth.
They both fell off?
At the same time.
The rubber part?
The whole goddamn thing.
The whole, like, metal part and everything?
The whole tray.
So you had, like, little stumps that were going on your
that
windshield?
Were scratching my windshield. Mm.
That doesn't sound like a GM problem. That sounds like sabotage.
Yeah,
somebody's messing with you.
Negative, friend.
No, because we have the same chassis, and they locked down.
I've always said that.
Hey. Listen, sabotage.
Let's tell you something. Looked at them. Hey, because that was my first thought, too. Oh, some effort here at the station. Then I thought, well, no, hold on, we got security cameras.
Right.
Then I actually went and looked at them. And it was just a matter of dumb luck. Now, I should tell you, in fairness, one of these has fallen off before.
Oh. Okay. So you've had a problem with this before.
Well, just one time I was going through a car wash and one of them fell off. I just think the nub that you put the end into.
I have a question for you about car washes.
Got a little rubbed down.
When you go to the car, you probably know that.
And it was just, but it was dumb luck. And it was just, I'm driving down the road and it was like, all of a sudden it's like, what's wrong with this? Where's, how come all I'm getting is the blue stuff, the water spray up on the wind, and then I hear.
Do you have the kind of sensors that when there's a little spit of rain, you can turn it on a button.
Drives me nuts. I want to turn that friggin' thing off.
Do you turn it off when it's going through the, you know, you can disable that. Do you disable it when you go through the car wash?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then I was wondering that might screw it up.
Yeah. No.
Because a lot of people lose their windshield wipers because they go into automatic car washes and they have that automatic thing go on when they go through the water.
You should do what my dumb wife did. Remember, she just replaced, just replaced one windshield wiper.
How's
what?
That's right, one at a time.
Yeah, you should replace them one at a time because they were looking worn out. And she said, well, I mostly just looked for this one, so just replace this one.
I forgot what your dumb wife did.
You remember my dumb wife did that? God bless her. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. But that she had to break up a set to do that. That's anyway, one that I will always remember.
I know, you didn't like that.
Made me mad.
You know, I'm on the way, I'm going, like, what the frick, what happened? So I get to the gas station, you know, and I'm like, you're pulling in like the idiot of all idiots, you know. My things came off, and now I don't know. Do you have more things to put in? And the guy's like, well, what things are you talking about? I'm like giving the visual. With
was there any structural damage to your wipers, or was it just the little, was it the replacement blade? Could you just pop on a replacement blade?
No, yeah, you had to pop on two big brand new.
I know they're big and brand new. I was simply saying there was not structural damage done to the mechanism.
No.
Okay.
No, there was not.
Big, brand new.
Well, I got
big, brand new, shiny, expensive, only. You know, incredible super deluxe wipers. I know it's bad enough. I know it's bad enough.
I got to the gas station, and the guy said to me,
"Hello,
we don't have wipers that fit this."
They're hard to find. Wipers are hard to find in general.
The guy said, "This is a brand new for this. You're gonna have to go to to the dealership."
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, pain in the ass.
That's where the best deal is, though.
Yeah.
That's where you really get the good prices.
That's right. Key rice. But,
so you had to go to your dealer?
Yeah, no, my girlfriend, who's not my dumb wife, she's so great. She really is. I got up this morning. I said, where are you going? She said, I'm going to go to a dealership and get you your wipers.
She's great.
Jesus.
That's amazing.
So she went out and...
You have the life.
She went out and... She went out and got the wipers for me.
And came back with them, and they're working fine?
Yeah, you're goddamn right. She installed them.
And we got a rain coming, so that's
I mean,
good.
She went out on the step ladder and...
Well, she installed them?
Yeah, because I went outside. It was like I said, I can't get this goddamn thing to fit.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid I'm going to break it. She said, that's probably why you broke it in the first place.
Bring me a hammer.
Did you put the wiper replacement blades on the first time?
No, these are the original wipers that came with the car.
Oh, you're off.
One of them came off one time, and I guess I shut.
They're not easy. They're not all easy. They're you know, those wiper blades can be very complicated to put them on.
Yeah, you know, I
there's a trick to it. You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
I am very blessed to have Janet as my girlfriend. It's just I wish you would stop being so wonderful, because I really, the more that we progress, the more I'm feeling I'm not going to be able to catch up, and it's just it's too much, because every time I turn around, it's like she's doing something else nice, and you know.
Well, you're secure in the fact that you don't deserve her, right?
Well, no. Listen, hold on. Like, first, you know, any woman who is lucky enough to be with me gets this gift.
See, I'm trying to just watch your style here.
Gets the gift.
Is this the way you're playing it with her?
No. Seriously, Mike. And I'm being serious with you.
He's holding his hands up in that royal way.
What I bring to the relationship is total love and commitment, which a lot of time gets me out of doing all this other crap. Good. Because seriously, I mean, come on.
Get me a shovel.
Please.
Get me the biggest shovel you have ever troweled out in this studio. I want to repeat what you just said to me.
Go ahead.
What you bring to the table
total
love and commitment.
Well, not commitment, but total love.
Now we're taking commitment off the
table.
Well,
you know, because you're going to get, I know what commitment means, but what it means is, you know, no, I'm a loyal guy. I'm goddamn loyal. I'm loyal and I'm true.
I think there are a lot of men out there that are loyal. There are a lot of men that are loyal, but you're treated like the Sultan of Brunei.
I am telling you, I don't want to go down I don't want to talk about Frida a lot.
Okay.
Because it's weird, I'm not comparing. Frida was a one-of-a-kind woman, the love of my life.
Right.
How do you think a schmuck like me kept her and kept her happy all those years? Because, seriously, when I love, baby,
right,
I love.
All the way.
And when I love so much, and I'm such a good lover, and I don't mean physically, but I mean I love so much that it almost balances out all of my incredible character flaws. Because I can be when I am in love.
So you're saying the total level of total commitment.
Listen, I've only been the total level of total commitment.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What? No, what's hard?
You're saying it balances out all.
What are you saying? Are you being serious?
Kind of.
Are you being serious?
Kind of. I always thought you were. I thought you possessed just a little bit of humility.
I'm being very humble.
You're not being humble.
What's wrong?
You're saying you love so completely.
That's
the reason? That's the reason?
I believe. Otherwise, what I'm saying is, I'm not being humble. I'm a pretty worthless human being.
now that's the Donnie I know.
Hold on.
That's what I want to hear.
That goes without saying. I'm saying, right. How do you think I could get two absolutely separate women, each of them in their own way, wonderful and spectacular, who should in no way be with a low-level booger-eating schmuck like me? I know why it is. They've both told me. I mean, I'm not saying it in the way that they say it.
Right.
It's because I love.
Loving partner.
I will always have fun hearing that. I will.
That matters. That matters.
I love.
And part of it, I
love. That's what it is?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like I've said to Janet recently, not that she busts my balls or rides me, you know, like I'm sure she... Hey, baby, I'm sure she will.
Right.
She'll learn, dude.
I don't know.
So the reason for that you're treated as well, because you constantly are telling stories about how well you are treated and what is done for you. And
she's wonderful.
And many things are done. The answer in your mind is that because you love. Love completely.
And I would add with, you know, and again, I don't want to get these two women
right
in the same thing.
Right.
Really, how else could you explain the Frida being with me for 25 years? Was I not way out of my league on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously.
Well, we're all out of our league.
Not me.
I mean, oh, Rob. Rob, you better quit while you're ahead, because you already, I believe if there's any whisper of that gets back to her today, dumb wife.
Your dumb wife. You tell her that we are very well matched.
I shall.
And I'm very glad and humble to be able to have these wonderful women.
I'm now that, there you go. That sounds.
Of course I am, but when you're talking realistically, what do I bring to it? Really, that's about all I bring to a relationship. Is that because I'll
also your athleticism.
Your dancing.
And the dancing.
And don't forget,
you've danced with her.
And the high hard one.
Yeah. You've talked about that.
There you go.
You don't pull any punches. You don't even make jokes about that.
And I brush my teeth all the time.
You talk about your prowess. Now, what's that supposed to mean? Are you saying because I've had failed marriages because I don't brush my teeth? Is that what you mean by that?
The brush teeth discussion is one that I found is a pretty good icebreaker with people.
How you started the relationship with Janet?
Well, no, I've known Janet much longer than I've known the fact that you guys only brush your teeth once a day. But, I mean, like, for instance...
Still once a day, Buzz?
No, up to two now, actually. And I do at night before bed now.
I was at my sister-in-law's house, and at one point, you know, when you're with friends, family, whatever, and right. you're and the conversation, you got ups and downs, and I just mentioned something like, hey, how many times a day you guys brush your teeth? It's a good icebreaker. I said, the guys I work with brush their teeth once a day. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, they all go, ooh. You know, and then that gets a whole discussion going about...
Wait. Everybody in the room goes ew. Everybody what? Universally.
Everybody,
goes,
Mike. I'm not.
Everybody goes ew.
Well, everybody in this room did.
Did they scream?
Yeah, they went. Oh, that's gross. Those guys must have maggots in their mouth. No, they didn't. No, it was just discussion. They went.
Ew. That's exactly what it sounded like.
Ew.
Actually, changed because of that discussion.
No, it's just it's conversation.
I'm holding fast.
Yeah, good for you.
I actually went down to 15 seconds a day. Actually, and I do it with my finger now.
Reduced by.
I do it with my finger now.
I'm down to five times a week.
There you go. Good job, Rob.
No need.
Still resting on the weekends?
No, Mondays. Mondays and Thursdays.
Mondays and Thursdays.
Hello, Donna, Mike. What day are you bathing now?
Oh, God. What is today?
Not bathing day.
I bathe every day. I 7 days a week, but I'm not wiping anymore.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
Cheryl Crow, Blackfield.
Hello.
What's up, guys? I don't deny the fact that you love Don, but could it possibly be the dollars you have in your bank account?
Well, now here's the thing: you might think that with Janet, except I would be embarrassing her if I told you what her bank account is like, and also I would say, in the case of Frida with 25 years, when I first met Frida, I didn't have nothing, and we went through bankruptcy, and we went through. Many, many years of making no money. So,
and don't you think money in a relationship can only last so long? You can have initial attraction with money, but you still, if you hang for any length of time, you got to realize that, you know, two people are going to have to get along.
Listen, I understand the haters out there will want to think that it's my wallet. Sorry. As I said, I love.
Right.
You love.
But that's it.
I love,
and you know what?
Therefore, I am.
Let me tell you something. I gave you a hard time at the beginning there. I've completely accepted
that. You understand?
That.
I mean, I'm being...
Somebody asked me, you know, what is the... Boy, she treats him... Because I get that occasionally. Man, she treats him really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say, you know why? Because
he loves.
I know it might not sound like the kind of guy that does that, this big, blustery, bombastic personality on the radio, but he loves.
Mm-hmm. What?
What else could it be?
To watch. On the Love Shack?
Yeah,
I agree, Buzz. What else could it be?
We covered the other things, so this is the only thing possible.
What else could it be?
We'll just end this right now. We'll find out right now.
Fair enough.
Hello.
Hello. You're on the air. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was mentioning how you went out and got those windshield wipers for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how great you were. I don't know if you were listening. Have you had your radio on?
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Who is this?
The love of your life. Yes, I had the radio on.
Okay, all right. Was that a joke?
You sound like you have a balled up T-shirt on the phone. It's you're like all muscly.
I'll call you back.
We're on the radio.
Okay, bye.
Part of it.
You really thought it was somebody else for a minute there. Who is this? Who's this?
A moment of doubt.
There's only one woman that sounds like that.
You ever get that when someone calls your house? Hey, who's this? And you immediately get defensive. Hey, who's this?
Right.
You called me.
Yeah, and then they get an attitude.
Well, no. Well, who's this?
Well, let's clear this up once and for all.
We will.
Go right to the store.
I'm sure she'll tell you. She'll be honest with you.
Be careful. She'll buy the studio a new phone system.
Do you know that?
And install it.
Well, hold on. I've got something that'll trump that with her as soon as she gets on the phone. She's not only nice to me. Do you know that in my car right now, there are 3 bottles of air freshener?
For the studio?
For here.
That she bought so that our bathroom doesn't smell like BM.
Oh, how wonderful. That's terrific.
Thank you.
Hey, Jan? Jan?
Phone trouble, apparently.
Boy, did I mention I'm going through those Pro V1X golf balls like there's no tomorrow. Just can't get the game in shape. can't get the game.
Apparently, you know.
I can't find Beck's beer anywhere.
The cellular gods are not with us. You're just going to have to take my word for it. I love, therefore I am.
That's right.
Don't doubt it for a second, but it sure sounds funny when it's coming out of your mouth. That's for sure. I love. That'll be the cover of your album. Like a Jackie Gleason style album that you have with like a cigarette, even though you don't smoke.
Yeah, it'd be like a William Shatner album because I can't sing it.
I love.
Like a spoken
and
word.
Just you going on. Just with a real serious expression on your face.
Hello.
Hello.
Boy, that's the worst cell in the world. Hi there, sweetie. Can you tell everybody why you are so incredibly nice to me and what it is that I do to possibly even that out to you?
Wait, you want me to tell everyone why what?
Why are you so nice to me? Exactly. Mike, what was the question?
I don't remember.
Why are you so nice to Don, and what has he possibly done to deserve that from you?
I mean, I'm just being myself. But he really, the way that he is.
Let me just ask you a question. Can I ask you a follow-up on that one? You're just being yourself. So you're that way with everybody.
Well, you know, I will go out of my way to be kind to people.
So it's just kind of a personality trait you do for others.
With his personality and the way that he is, and particularly the way that he is with me, because he will tell me on several occasions, thank you for being so nice to me. Mm-hmm. And my immediate response has always been, you make it so easy.
Wow. Yeah. I love that. She said it so much. She said it so much better than you did.
I love, therefore I am.
He is, and what he does, I mean, he makes me happy. He really has taken me to the other side of the rainbow.
Hard to believe, huh? Me, how about that?
Wow.
Me, Mr. Angry Son of a Bitch, eat my shorts. How about that, huh?
Who here can't say that?
Yeah!
All right, darling.
Did you just call me a whore?
No. He was saying ew to something I said, Jen.
No, it's what...
Oh.
Yeah! No, why would I call you a whore?
Well, I that's all I heard.
Well, no, whore never...
and then I heard whore.
No, whore never made it down the phone line.
No.
Anyway, you are the greatest, and thanks for straightening that out. I am because I love, because really, I don't bring nothing to the relationship.
Oh, sure you do.
I mean, as far as, you know, except for
your sexual prowess.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, let's
yeah.
not speak about that, Mike.
Mixed company. Right.
Although, it was pretty good this afternoon, wasn't it, my lady?
Yeah.
This afternoon?
Before the show.
Yeah, it was
this afternoon.
Nice.
Centers and relax.
This afternoon, yeah.
Yeah.
Right before shower time.
Yeah.
With the guys outside, most in the yard.
Yeah, the guys outside, and the thought of that, you know, we could hear the ugh anytime when the cleaning people came. So sure, yeah.
Yep. It's a dangerous
no
life.
No pressure to perform or anything.
All right, I'll see you later. I'll see you tonight when I treat you so good.
Oh yes. Okay. Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye, sweetie.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're a lucky,
you know, F you.
Why?
You give me that look, too. You make it competitive.
What'd you expect?
He just gives me that look. He's like, yeah. Nobody hears that on the radio, but I just get a look that's like, yeah.
I'm not being competitive.
Look at me.
I'm a lucky son of a bitch. That's what I like to say.
I don't like you being a bad winner now, you know. I don't like you being a bad winner.
Hey, but let's be honest.
Like when he did that dance for the guy in the buffalo hair. Or whatever Super Bowl it was at.
With the Redskins and the Buffalo Bills, right?
He did a little victory dance right in front of
this poor guy at his
guy's life. Feeling about as low as he'll ever feel in his life. And the Skins had just won the Super Bowl. It's like Buffalo's 400th loss in the Super Bowl.
I had no love for him, Mike.
The guy had the Buffalo carved into his side.
There's a dancing all around him.
A victory dance.
That's exactly. It was kind of a ha ha.
Ha ha.
Oh, God.
Anyhow.
Well, she's a good lady.
I agree.
Amen.
I agree. How's your dumb wife, Rob?
Great. Lots of stuff going on at my house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everything all right?
Sure.
Good. Sounds like it.
Got a lot to do.
Lot to do? How's he? Is it going swimmingly?
Let's go with that.
You get that thing put together? You get the TV stand put together?
Nope.
Really?
No, I'll tell you why.
Why?
Please.
I mean, I spoke to Rob last night. This was like going to be an all-night project, but you thought you'd get it done by the...
Piece A was not properly drilled. I spent a good part of the evening on the hotline for the Prestwood Furniture Company.
Oh,
of Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
It's all Prestwood nowadays.
Yeah, and it weighs a ton, and what happened is Piece A didn't have the holes drilled in it.
Hey!
And so I had to speak to the gentleman on the other end of the line, and describe the piece and describe in detail the price. They're sending me one out.
Did you tell him that you loved?
I did. I said I love completely and zestfully.
Did that work?
He said, please hold.
Zestfully clean.
But they'll have me a new piece in 7 to 10 business days.
I tried to call him last night during 24, and he said, don't talk to me now. I'm not watching TV because...
No spoilers.
Because I'm putting this thing together.
Right.
And I couldn't help myself. I just said, you know, Chloe just said the most incredible bitchly cowcorn thing ever to Morris.
It's like, don't say it!
And I couldn't help myself. I said, Rob, it's nothing. They're just going back and forth. And he's like, well, you're a bitch. Well, you're a bastard. You're a bitch. You're a bastard. Well, you gave all the bombs to the bad guys today.
I didn't arm the nukes for the terrorists.
That's right. And then right away she says, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
I want a transfer.
Oh, great.
I want a transfer.
What a great, great Chloe moment.
And is that it for Bill Buchanan now? Is he gone forever?
You know, I don't know. And it was a good time for us to have that other lady on the show.
Perfect time.
Boy, was she featured last
night. Are you as grossed out as I am when Powers Booth makes out with that lady?
Oh.
And you see on high def, I'll tell you, high def is not kind to that man.
No.
It looks like, seriously, that somebody used his face for a dartboard.
I think they named the show Deadwood after his face.
Let's give his character a little credit, though, that the United States is crumbling, and he wants to get a piece of ass.
I'll spend the night with the time we have left.
What's his name? Lane? It's a bad
Daniels
name.
Is his last. He's Vice President Daniels.
Maybe Lane Daniels?
Something like that.
And another incredible thing about 24 that I'm sure everybody thought of last night, but let me just say it. If you really think of the show being a 24-hour segment,
yeah,
the lady who is now in charge, just 6 hours ago, was being shocked with a car battery because they thought that she was a terrorist.
Right.
She has gone in 6 hours from water torture, and bamboo shoots up her nails, and them thinking that she's bad, to being in charge.
You know, the only thing I know now is now that she's the head of CTU, she's going to work harder, and it might be an excuse to get her out of that jacket.
Oh, hope so.
I really do hope so.
I think instead next week what you'll see is Bill Buchanan at home in his boxers. How should I have that job?
Having a beer.
Hello, Audrey.
I'm at home. Just playing video games. How things at the White House?
I'm sorry I had to fire you, Bill.
That's all right, darling. Will you please look lovingly at that picture with us in the Hawaiian Lays, please? Thank you, darling. I truly respect you.
The Buchanans.
The Buchanans. It's a spinoff show. It's a spinoff. Hey, how about Audrey Raines? Worth saving, huh, Jack?
Yeah,
we're saving Squirrely Squirrelawan.
It's like Margot Kidder. Yeah. She really
still got her looks.
Margot Kidder is exactly what she's like. All cut up looking and just sitting there with a spit bubble coming out.
Audrey, I saved your life. May I mambo dog face to the banana pads?
Hold on there, Mike. We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you know how deep frag Huffman Keith?
Yeah, why?
Can you help me out with this?
Yeah.
Great. I'll just send the files to your system.
That's a really good idea. Spoken by, though, you know. Get cozy.
Could you please stop acting like this? I really hate it.
Why don't you write down the way you want me to act? Put it in the file. Have to limit it the way Milo loves it. And shut it.
Okay. I'll write it down. The first item on the list would be, don't be such a jealous jerk.
Okay. The day I'm jealous is the day I kill myself. Is there anything else?
How about don't arm nuclear bombs for terrorists?
Oh, dear.
Sorry. I didn't mean that. That's not how I feel.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
The Don and Mike Show. They try to help you. So go to hell. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, so 24 last night. It's odd for me.
Yeah,
I like the fact that we had that lady that plays Bill Buchanan's wife on the show. And
yeah, it was very timely that we had her. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Milo will be the great betrayer. I mean, it's as obvious to me as the day is long. Milo is going to... He's bad.
Milo's the guy in CTU.
Yeah, he's the guy in CTU with the little goatee,
Chloe,
little shaggy
like, X or...
Well, but that's Morris. Morris yeah,
but
is the bald guy.
But didn't she date him as well?
Did she date Milo?
I think that that's part of the love triangle.
That's
the
jealousy.
Morris is indicating, why don't you go ask that guy?
Mm-hmm. And wasn't Milo hot for the new head of CTU also? He was... You know, Milo had a little thing to do with her. But he's going to be the one that's feeding the terrorists all the information.
I think that... It's an implied relationship with Milo because they were friends. She brought him in a couple seasons ago to help crack some computer cipher.
He's bad.
So I don't know if they've ever made the beast. But
he's bad news. I believe Milo is bad news.
He to me looks like George Murasan, that big gigantic my giant basketball player guy.
Yeah, that big guy. He just wasn't he bad. He's been bad in a couple of things though. He's been the bad guy, and I think he's playing the type. And I think they're going to get him. I think they're going. Can we still remember when they tortured the head of CTU? We never got that resolved. You never found out who was. We found out it wasn't her.
He was a bad guy in the show 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, that's it. He was a bad guy in 6 Feet Under.
Did you see the coming attractions for next week where Milo and Audrey Raines have a face contest to see who has a longer face?
I tell you what, I did log a little time with last night before 24. Was Dancing with the Stars.
He's a fag.
Homo.
It's tough to go by that. I've been on that. Yes, it is. Oh, it really is.
I agree with you, Rob.
No, I like the POAs on that show.
I have never once stopped on that show, even though you're right. If you're watching in high definition, you get a chance to see lots of TNA.
The professional dancers, the women that are pros, are phenomenal.
But since I read that article a couple of weeks ago, about Tom Bergeron,
right,
quoting himself with self-loathing and saying he realizes what the jobs that he has are crap. And
we must interview him.
And that everybody laughs at him and nobody respects him. And he thinks that people respect Bob Saget more than they do him. And sometimes,
how do you not like the guy when he says things like that?
And the quote that I was reading in the LA Times, they've told me at ABC to sometimes tone it down, that I seem to have a hatred for what I'm doing. And I read this article quite a few times to make sure that I wasn't the dumb guy not getting the joke that's flying over my head.
Okay.
No, he was serious. He's self-loathing. He wanted much more out of life than to be the host of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Hysterical.
And this article even went on to say, even in that regard, he really is only the backup to Bob Saget. But Bob Saget really had that job. So I spent a little amount of time last night
just watching it to see the body language of Bergeron.
Yeah, and there was a lot of, like, here's where I picked it up, and I'm no good with impressions, so I won't even try. But this was his tone of voice. Well, here I am with Billy Ray Friggin Cyrus. This is pretty much what my life has come to. That's right. So, Billy Ray, you big, dumb, POS redneck who were only popular like 10 years ago for the stupidest song in the world. Let's see how you did. And
he does seem to take delight in bad performances. He certainly doesn't pull punches on that show. I've watched enough of it. You know, they've got the obligatory judges, three-judge panel there. But Bergeron seems to be a little bit hateful on that show. You know, since you've seen that, I've tried to watch him to see signs of that. And it's almost impossible to see that on Hollywood Squares. You do not see that personality. And you certainly don't see it on America's Funniest Home Videos. You do see it when he's Dancing with the Stars. It's a little more of him.
And it's surprising because that's the biggest show. You would think that, like, that's his ticket to be like the Ryan Seacrest guy, but he's self-loathing.
You know where it comes out a lot, and I had never thought about it until you brought it up. He does the overnight on the Jerry Lewis telethon every Labor Day when they put the really crap variety acts on, and he'll come out and he'll say, well, wasn't that terrific?
Right.
And then pause, then go into some reel about, a dystrophic child.
But it's just any time you read about a guy that is that fluffy, that does that kind of television, and is so self-loathing, I love that. I'd love to interview the guy, really.
And
just to see what he's all about.
Beautiful man.
Yeah, so really, can someone, who's producing the show this week? You or John?
Oh, it ain't me. It's Captain Awesome.
Oh, hey, Captain Awesome, get him.
It's Phil from, Idol.
Phil. Phil Connors.
Phil.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. We
Hello.
Love. We love because we can.
Hello.
Hello.
We love well.
And Yum?
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, Spidely. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hey, Deadwood Face is Noah Daniels.
That's what it is.
Noah Daniels.
Thank
Noah.
You.
My name's Vice President Noah Daniels.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Okay.
How are you?
let's see, so Bob Saget.
Yeah, I
it's
got
awful.
Another one. I got another one that I'm doing on 24.
You're the vice president, right?
You're damn right I'm the vice president.
Now you're the president, right?
You're damn right I am. Why don't you stay the night? Get your clothes.
Can I go? Can
you
I
know, the thing about him, he is playing the vice president, but he is still the cowboy, the western guy.
Yeah, right. Right. Powers Booth is the actor's name.
My name is Powers Booth. And I'll be in charge around here.
I noticed last night on the opening credits that he only gets a and featuring.
Right.
So I wonder if he's
that's
long,
actually
if he's longing for this world.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah?
That's actually being featured. The fact that they put me at the end means I'm highlighted. Don't you understand that?
Do the thing again where
Did
you
they
have to
teach you that in DJ school?
Do that thing where you ask the chick to spend the night with you.
But you go home and get your clothes, spend the night. What we got left of it. Why don't you put one on my lips right now?
Yuck.
Big pockmarked lips.
Yuck, yuck.
We got to clear the air. I'm going to take my letter of resignation and put it right in my breast pocket.
Are you there?
And it's never going to see the light of day. Sorry, caller.
Are you still there?
I interrupted hey. You.
It's Tom from Annapolis.
Okay. Thanks for the bio. What's up?
So, Bob Saget is awful, man. Tom Bergeron is God compared to him.
I would tend to disagree. I mean, have you seen Bob Saget on Entourage? Or I mean, he's trying real hard to be dirty.
Well, he is dirty. His stage show in Las Vegas is one of the filthiest stand-up acts you will ever see.
That's one of the best tellings of the Aristocrats,
Joe. Yeah, oh, yeah. The
yeah, he's his.
He's really great.
He's really great.
That's,
you know, that movie. That is a strange piece of film. That really is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
No Buchanan, CTU. I've been screwed.
You're not being screwed.
Being
what you
screwed.
Did was abominable. You let Fayette go.
Yeah,
go home, slip into your boxers, and leave me alone. I'm Noah Daniels. President. You got it? You got it? Clear the air.
Hello. Don Night Show.
What up, Doc? What up, Doc?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, 24.
Yeah, what about it?
Bill got voted off, and those three guys in the helicopters got voted off, too.
I can't understand you. You're not using good diction.
He's trying to do like the Survivor thing. He's giving us a body count, I think, from
body
last
count. Who got voted on?
Yeah, hey, how come you guys don't do the Shaq and the Dennis Rodman show no more?
No more.
No more.
No more?
We'll do it when it's appropriate. I mean, if they go to some function together, or one of them is in the news, we'll do it.
I'd say first off, Dennis Rodman has to do more than just have the show on Mark Cuban's channel.
Mm-hmm.
And for God's sake, Shaq. Jesus Christ, stop whining and just start dominating, please. You're killing me. You don't follow that, but the basketball playoffs.
Is he not having a good postseason?
Dude, they got beat by the Bulls the other night.
They're out? Are they out? Are they gone?
Well, they lost one game.
Okay.
They lost the first game.
Are you pulling for the Heat?
I'm a big Shaq fan.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike.
And you know what Kobe Bryant says?
I like rape.
So I don't like him. I like Shaq.
Uh-huh. Shaq.
Shaq, the gentle giant.
Well, maybe he'll come back in the second game.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about that, huh?
Mike.
Yes?
How about those Red Sox, baby?
What about them?
Four in a row.
We covered this yesterday, right?
This is old news. They lost last night. Don't you know what it is to be a Red Sox fan? You want to talk about self-loathing.
The joy is gone.
You know, now bring something else on to impress me. And we've got another series, against the Yankees, we Red Sox fans. Not we, as in I'm a member of the team.
I'll tell you something, though, Mike. Not being a baseball fan, I'll say there's one thing I'm enjoying is seeing Alex Rodriguez hit the F out of the ball, because everything I've heard is that they boo him all the time, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he's had a terrible, terrible time in New York.
That he's going to have, like, the greatest year of his life, and then he's going to turn around to Steinbrenner and say, hey, F you, Daddy-O.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I should point out to Yankee fans and A-Rod fans that it is, you know, really, and when you look at his statistics, it is April. If he's got a knock, it's that he doesn't deliver when it is crunch time for the Yankees. That's what's happened in the postseason. So that's he's not only you know going to have to keep these numbers up, not numbers like April, but just have a really good season, but he's going to have to deliver in October if they make it to the postseason, and then he can, and then if he does,
that's
it,
what I'm saying. Let's,
I'll dance a festive dance at that point.
And I don't want to get your hopes up.
Yeah.
Not that you would give a rat's ass, but I am almost ready to follow the Cubs again.
Really?
Because of a man named Sweet Lou.
Good for you. And that's a real good for you.
Good for you.
That's a real good for you because
I saw
he's so great that he's managing the Cubs.
I saw Lou Piniella twice in the last 2 weeks on SportsCenter.
Have a meltdown.
And keep in mind, the Cubs are 7-5,
right?
Or something like that, and he are 5-7. Doesn't matter. I mean, they're not playing like the Cubs,
right?
Right. Anyway, he was going ballistic.
Yeah, you got it.
I love this.
You got a 5-0 lead. With the eighth and ninth hitters coming up, and you feel pretty good about that inning, and all of a sudden it turns into a six-run inning. What do? I just pitch them when it just turn again. What else can I do? And then I bring in a reliever that's throwing 30, 40-foot curveballs. The boot. Now, I can start to see some of the ways that this team has lost ball games. I can see it. We've got to correct it, obviously.
What's not working overall now?
What the hell do you think isn't working?
Yep.
You see the damn game.
They're 7-11 there in last place.
This is the same Lou Piniella that said he was going to be a kinder, gentler Lou when he got to Chicago.
He learned everything he knows about being a jerk from Billy Martin. So.
He sure did. And he was a hot-tempered right fielder for the Yankees, too.
So if there's a chance that the Cubs could go back to being the Cubs like with Lee Elia,
yep,
maybe.
Let me tell you something. Going down to spring training, when Lou Piniella was managing the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Red Sox used to always play the Devil Rays in spring training. Played a lot. I've seen those teams play a lot in spring training. And when Lou Piniella was managing the team, he wouldn't sit in the dugout at City of Palms Park in Fort Myers, Florida. He would bring a little like lawn chair out.
Really?
And sit to the left of the dugout, and he would be motionless for 9 innings of baseball, except for like the little sunflower seeds or whatever he was doing. And sometimes he'd have what appeared to be a grandson next to him, and he just sat there, and he looked as miserable. He'd have about a 2-day growth of beard on him, and he is just, you cannot not love Lou Piniella. I hope he does well with the Cubs. I really hope he turns them around.
I was a baseball fan for a long time, then they lost me with the strike.
You're right to come back because of him, though, because the Cubs are making a legitimate effort to try to improve their lot
gonna,
life.
I still think they're going to lose.
Well, they got a lot of players, but he's
they've
right.
Always had Lou a lot Piniella, of players.
But Lou Piniella is absolutely right. I mean, you just let these guys come in and blow a game.
I mean, if you really want to get an 84, please.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Sandberg. I mean, Jesus Christ. Rick Sutcliffe, the great Rick Sutcliffe. Are you kidding me? You got a 3-0 lead on San Diego, and you stupid MFers blow it? That's why I used to love the Cubs.
I feel your pain.
I know you do.
You know I feel your pain, but I've had joy. I've had joy in my baseball life. You know what? Hey, I know what you're going to do. If they got to the postseason, you'd be all over them. So, I mean, that's fine. I know you'll embrace the Cubs. You're always going to. Look, I've never accepted the fact that you're not a baseball fan.
Here's the thing. I might start watching it again only because I have soured on NFL Europe. I mean, first of all, I know I'm the only guy in America that actually watched this, that used this as kind of a sports break in between football, basketball, baseball, and football again.
Do they like it in Europe, at least?
You know, the Germans like it.
Right.
But we all know about the Germans.
Mm-hmm.
They got like 5 of the 6 teams are in Germany, which I'm okay with.
We especially like it when they throw the long bomb.
However, I didn't even realize it had started. I watched it this past weekend, and now that they're jazzing it up, and they call it NFL Europa.
Mm.
So, like, when you're watching the announcers, they're going, "Welcome to NFL Europa."
Yeah.
There's Nagy, back to pass. You know, the guy, N-A-G-Y, the guy's last name. And they've got all these guys that you've never heard of.
Right.
There's Nagy throwing to Butsky, throwing to Krotsky.
Same rules, though, right? Same rules as the NFL?
kind of different. A shorter clock in between plays.
Okay.
If you kick a field goal of 50 yards or more, it's 4 points,
mm-hmm.
not three. And none of the players wear pants.
There you go. That's the Europa part.
They wear kilts.
And they're also not allowed to shower after the game. It's forbidden.
Verboten. Verboten.
But I was finding that there was a sports void because NFL Europe used to take the place of whatever I would watch when there was nothing on.
Right.
Well, now, thank God, the NBA is on. There's always a playoff game on. But I got to tell you, the Cubs are a little intriguing.
Yeah.
Because of Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou makes the difference. I mean, I think he's one of the, maybe the only manager in baseball today that actually would make a difference just based on his personality as far as people coming in to see the game. He's the last of a dying breed of managers that really will have meltdowns against the umpires.
Yeah.
And you can count on that happening with Lou Piniella. It's fun to watch.
If we get a chance, we should play those Lee Elia tapes. This guy was the greatest manager that the Cubs ever had. Because
Earl Weaver, Lee Elia, you know, there's some great. Tommy Lasorda was a great one, too.
Yeah, but the thing about the Lee Elia tapes are he's not yelling at referees.
No.
Umpires.
He's yelling at the fans.
What he's saying is, you know, hey, don't boo my players because who comes out to see day baseball? Losers! Losers!
You know, it is a long grind in baseball. It really is. Yeah. It is a marathon, not a sprint. And you see guys that are, you know, mid-season, the dog days of summer, they all start to lose it a little bit. I love it.
We got to hit a break, Mike. When we come back, something that I know, at least you and I have a great affection for and knowledge of. And that, of course, would be adult diapers.
Yes.
No. And I don't know how many times I've mentioned to Mike during the show. Well, right now, for instance, I'm not wearing pants. I'm just wearing my adult diaper.
Thank you.
No, it's summertime, really. I mean, there's really summertime temperatures. Temperatures are near 80 today.
And how many times have you heard Rob say to me, I really wish you could do something with that look?
Mm-hmm.
And I've said to him, what can I do with an adult diaper?
Right.
Well, the answer is my designer adult diapers.
Fantastic.
Because, as you know, it
won't be as bulky when I wear. Of course, I only wear mine when I'm in my restaurant. That's the only time.
Well, we will be discussing.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Now you're asking yourself, why did I say that?
Only for table hopping.
This is not the bit. It doesn't really matter what it's saying.
This is not the best gumbo I've ever eaten.
Not the dessert tray.
Waiter,
there's a fly. There's a hair in my soup.
Ah! Waiter,
excuse me. I noticed that gentleman that came over to the table has is that an adult diaper coming out of the top of his jeans? Yes, it is.
And Mike stands there like Junior Soprano the other night. You know what I mean? When he could.
Hey, right in the middle of the restaurant.
Mike just wet his pants.
Oh, no.
And you're like Junior it. Soprano.
Look what happened.
God damn it. Ow.
Jesus.
Ow. Corrado O'Meara.
Get me cleaned up.
Anyway, it's designer depends.
Designer depends. Well, it's overdue.
And we'll talk to the guy. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We've not heard today yet from Katie Couric.
All right. Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. Yesterday was Ann Coulter Day, an American celebrated in parks, backyards, and concert halls. The Washington Post reported recently that 33% of the Amish ranked Ann Coulter as the world's chief environmental concern. That's so stupid. Dan Lashoff, a scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council, told CBS News, we're moving past the debate about whether this horror is a problem into a debate about my retarded brain. Adding rising populations to changes in rainfall and temperatures could mean that in the next 40 or 50 years, the Amish are putting our kids at risk. It's the people who are most vulnerable to Ann Coulter who will be the most, like, totally over it. That's a page for my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
She makes a lot of sense.
That's so gay.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, Dongo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dumbass.
Right.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Come on.
Oh, look out!
Susie, do you have hair in your special place?
When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call.
I'm Alan Baldwin.
Like any parent, I worry about the health of our nation's children.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Caution, retards in area.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
What? Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Very silly indeed. It's time for us to stop being silly. I talk about a topic that both Mike and I take very seriously. And that
this is serious business, Don.
Adult diapers. We're wearing them right now. And let's welcome to our show Lee Rowan. Hi, Lee.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Now, before we start interviewing you, Lee, can I ask Don something here?
Yes, Mike.
When you heard about this, you think we're talking to a guy about the Depends that would help people that maybe are in need of, or do you think we're talking about that thing that we've had on the show before, like the Diaper Pail Club? Because it's one of the two, I'm going to tell you.
I believe it's like people like you and I who wear them because we need them.
No.
Huh.
No, this is the different kind. These are the people that kind of like to be changed.
Oh, foul, deaf spirits, come out.
So you're telling me.
I just thought I'd give you the heads up on that before we started chatting with Lee here.
Time for a reset, then.
Uh-huh.
It is. Mike,
a reset.
As you know, you and I are both into baby play.
Adult the Diaper Pail Club.
Both Mike and I are wearing our adult diapers right now.
Yes.
Mommy, clean me.
Lee, are you familiar with an organization called the Diaper Pail Club?
You know, in fact, I am. I'll be very honest with you. And by the way, do you mind if I call you Diaper Don during the conversation today?
Sure, ass. That's fine. let me see. If someone buys your diaper, though, and they don't have a diaper fetish, could they still wear it to feel that they were sporty?
Of course. Well, I mean, let's talk about Bambino diapers and what they are. I mean,
Let's do that.
Let's do that, eh? I don't want to come off sounding like a sales pitch here, but we produce a product that, sure, it's used by the adult baby and diaper lover communities. They're distinct two communities.
So just to make it clear, Lee, you're marketing these products to that specific marketplace. You're not going to try to get these sold in, say, a Target where you know they're next to the Depends, are you?
That's correct. Now, if Target wanted to pick them up, we could discuss that. I mean,
Like something that's really not for the fetishist. Is there any particular adult diaper you sell that would be something where, you know, like say you could wear it at a beach?
Well, a swim diaper, huh? At the beach. It's not a bad idea. We might actually have to look into that.
Why does someone like myself, who's into baby diaper fetishes, why do I need a designer diaper? What's wrong with my good old XL Depends?
Yeah. Well, your XL Depend is not going to hold up very well. I mean, the reason why
that's the whole point, sir. I am a diaper enthusiast,
and you need to be changed.
Well, and there you go. I mean, the product we put together actually lasts even longer. It's like an 8 to 12 hour brief. I mean, you can sit in the thing overnight. Yeah.
So not only, I mean, this is not only for aesthetic purposes, but you've actually made a stronger, better diaper.
That's exactly right. It's the fully functional, top-of-the-line designer product.
Is it like the good stuff that I would find if I was going through a landfill? Is it a designer diaper full of other diapers from landfills? Or what makes it so gosh darn special?
Exactly. That's a good question. What makes this such a great diaper?
That is a great question. I mean, we've not only...
Right now, that's three of us that have said that.
We've not only added all of the top-of-the-line features, so you're talking about absorbency and stretch fit and all these things that people, when they're looking for a comfortable-fitting adult diaper, want to wear, they're looking for these types of features. In addition, we've also added that little babyish front panel. It's got the babyish design that...
Now, when you say babyish, please to explain babyish.
Sexy.
Oh, I mean
sexy.
The front of the diaper itself, the diaper's all white, but on the very, very front, there's a clear plastic panel that is printed with baby blocks and spells the word baby. And if you go to BambinoDiapers.com, you can actually see it. It says baby. And it's a hit. The adult baby, the diaper lover communities, they love this. It's
So where it says baby without...
Actually, a little north of that, my friend. Probably right below your belly button would be aware.
Well, I'm afraid you don't know how I'm hung, my friend. but again, it's down
in that... I'm glad not to know.
It's down in that area, though.
It is down in that area.
What are some of your other design elements, like...
Well, you know, as far as, like, design goes, as I said, the product itself could actually be used in nursing homes. It could be used anywhere that regular adult diapers are used.
Okay.
keep in mind, by the way, 19 million, 20 million Americans are using adult diapers on a regular basis. So this is a pretty...
And some of us...
Way to put a foot into the land of legitimacy there, Lee.
And some of us, Lee, use them out of convenience. Not because not because we have to.
They can be used for disc jockeys. They can be used for jilted lovers who were former astronauts that want to drive across the country to, hit the other lover with a sledgehammer.
Here's a diaper fetish question for you. What makes your diaper so great as opposed to the ones that I can buy off the shelf? For instance, without being terribly graphic again, can I drop the kids off at the pool and still function inside your diaper? How long can I go if I've messed myself while I'm wearing it?
Well, to be very honest, that's really up to you and your... I mean, if you're big and always, then you might be too big there. But the product is made to work. It's made to function. So you can actually wear it to do anything you need to do.
His question would be, if he does do that, mentioning the pool and kids and all that, and how long can he function without being a nuisance to others? To others, if you get my
drift. That's the question. Thank you, Mike.
How long can you, slosh around without really bothering
before
your neighbor?
Before offending my friends.
Right.
Sure. Well, just like any other diaper, we recommend a pretty quick change thereafter.
See, right now there you've lost me, because at this point all it seems to me would be an adult version of Flintstones Pampers.
Mm-hmm.
For your kid that's got a pretty picture on it, but really...
Tell us about the gathers.
The gathers. That's a very good question. Very technical.
That's
as well.
A diaper question. That's from when I had little babies myself. When the leg holes, the
sure.
gathers,
sure.
The gathers.
Sure. When you had a baby, right?
We'll go along.
But actually,
that. Sit down, fat ass.
We took that feature actually from kids' diapers, and we saw that around the legs, there's this extra elastic, both on the inside and on the outside of the diaper itself, and that really holds, everything in. It contains, is what we call it.
That's what I was wanting.
It contains.
That's what I was wanting. I need something to hold and contain.
Like a child's diaper. Are they lightly scented?
They're not scented, but in the future we will be coming out with a scented product. That's
Rob,
a very
let me enlighten
highly requested thing.
As to this life of the diaper pail people,
yes.
They don't want them scented, if you get my drift.
I'm beginning to understand.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
I was
talk
kind of what I was asking. How long can I keep the scent?
Oh,
before others
keep the scent, my lady.
And that wouldn't be a light scent at all. That would be a rather heavy scent.
Right, my lord.
We put in a pretty heavy scent.
How much do these diapers cost?
You want to hear my funny punchline?
No.
I'd actually like just a simple price.
How much is one of your designer adult diapers, sir?
We sell them in two packs, actually, is our smallest quantity. And you can get them for $7.
Now, that's right. Isn't that right in line with the regular ones you get in the drugstore?
It's a little more expensive just because our production costs are a little higher.
Okay, I don't think you're ripping people off here. I think that's a good price.
Mm-hmm. And if you buy them on a case level, it's like $75 for a case of 50 of them. So not a bad deal.
How did you yourself stumble into the world of diaper enthusiasts?
Well, to be frankly honest, I'm not a diaper enthusiast myself, outside of having a commercial interest. And
how did you stumble into this line of work?
Well, good question. I have connections to folks who actually manufacture and wholesale diapers.
But when did it come to you to say, I want to make diapers for adults who want to act like babies and go to the bathroom in their pants? When did that strike you?
When I saw what incredible market potential there was. If you look online, Google adult diapers.
Yeah, I see your quote here. You, in your words, you get letters every day from people who say, quote, I feel like a real baby when my mommy changes my diaper and puts my pacifier in my mouth.
There you have it.
Now, that quote is really going out to a specific group of people, isn't it?
So how did you...
adult baby crowd.
Really, for the last time, please answer. We're not busting balls here. How did you decide to target people who like pretending to be adult babies rather than just coming out with another adult diaper?
Well, I'll be totally honest. We have a great great market potential here and prospects. I can't spell out the word.
How did the thought cross your mind, though?
Yeah, how did you become aware of it?
Well, because there's so many people online who are very active in the adult baby and diaper lover communities, and they have message boards and websites and blogs, and we read a lot of those.
So you discovered these people on...
Exactly.
You discovered this subculture on the internet.
Online.
The internet.
Again, Google adult diapers. First thing that comes up. Diaper Pail Friends.
I just did Google adult diapers. Got 1,230,000 results. The third listing is about the fetish.
There you go.
That is truly, truly amazing.
Listen to Donald Trump Jr. on the phone.
There you go.
There you go.
How many do you think you're going to sell there, Lee? Or how many have you sold so far?
We have almost 1,000 customers in about 40 days.
1,000 customers in 40 days.
Would there be any way that you could send a box to G. Gordon Liddy? With our best wishes.
Thank you, Brother Donald.
Because with him, I don't think it's a sexual thing. I think it's more of a functionality thing.
Need. Could I, you know, send them to him, but also send some to us. I'd really like to check out.
We already have a box on the way to you guys.
Oh, fantastic.
Ours will work.
That's great.
So
maybe one day we can have an experiment in here.
We'd love it. On air, in fact.
Yeah, that's just the kind of thing CBS is looking for right now.
So let me see. Depends is the market leader. But you're happy with number two.
Ah!
There it is.
Hi.
You're here all week.
Right there. Okay, so, listen, I'm done with this guy. I don't know what else to say to this guy.
What's the website again, Lee?
The website is BambinoDiapers.com. Bambino, all
good,
one word.
Good luck with your product, and we hope you continue to grow.
Thanks a load.
Well, thank you, Jim. Thank you a load as well.
Right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Don't bite your nails.
Keep them dry. That is Lee Rowan, a guy from a diaper company.
Right. Freaking pervert. The guy was probably making his pants when he was on the phone with us.
Said he's not an enthusiast.
Right. I didn't believe him.
He's a businessman.
I didn't believe him.
Well, you know, he kind of danced around that subject when you were trying to pin him down. How did you get into this life?
You know how he got into this life. Mm-hmm. One day something happened and he went, wow, hey, this is a turn on.
God, yeah, it never fails to amaze me what turns people on.
True. 1,000 customers.
Isn't that right, Lee?
Lee Rowan.
Lee?
I get letters every day from people who say, I feel like a real baby when my mom...
His line is still open.
Lee, are you there? Lee? Oh, Lee.
Well, we didn't hear the click-clack.
No. It is still open. What's going on here?
He's busy. Do you think he's going?
Yeah, he's listening to us and doing that right now. But he's not even using his own product. He's using a cloth diaper with safety pins.
Because he can afford it.
That's right.
Plastic pants.
Yeah, he has the linen service come to his house every week.
All right, Lee. Bye.
Bye.
Bye to you, sir.
Bye.
Okay.
It's
a fascinating world out there.
Oh, I love the diaper pail enthusiasts. I truly do.
Just more evidence that the Internet has brought people together.
That's right.
You know who else?
Like-minded people together.
You know who else was a diaper pail enthusiast? Speaking of, we were talking about this, Charlie Stossel.
Mm-hmm.
Just the other day we were talking about.
They'll be thrilled to hear we're talking about that. Yeah, he truly was.
He misses you.
It's amazing. We always used to joke about this at the old radio station. It was amazing to us that how someone who was so resistant to change enjoyed being changed. Charlie, if you're listening, I'm just kidding. You know that. We love you.
It's an irony.
We love you, Charlie. You know, we're just joking.
You know who else is in the Pat Dawn.
Bonnie.
B&E, Prominent. B what? What does it matter?
BM,
that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Okay, time out. Mike, it's beautiful outside.
It's gorgeous.
That's a hint for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're going outside this time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, now, young fella, how was school today?
Not so good, Paul. I had to stand in the corner twice. The teacher said I wasn't paying attention.
Well, why are you?
Nope.
The Don and Mike Show. Consummate unprofessional. Don and Mike.
Ah! Hi, Joe. Can you hear us? We're outside.
Loud and clear.
Hi, Mike. Give me a mic check, please.
What?
Turn off the who, Joe.
What?
Let's set up what's happening.
It's, I'm sorry, I'm already,
It's time for porch setting.
I'm in my porch set. I'm in my porch setting. Energy.
This is where Mike and I let down all of our false bravado, and we just sit outside and talk on the porch, and if we have silence, so be it. Let's hit the music, Joe.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the vision hole. We may not
get a bite yeah. all day, uh-huh. but don't you rush away.
Hear that baby out, Joe. Great
play
down. No, down, not up. Down.
Beautiful day.
Down, all the way down, Joe.
You picked the right day to come out here.
Tell me.
Thought we might get rained on, but we're not getting rained on here.
I don't know what's wrong with this chair.
No, it's just not meant. You know, we need some porch setting chairs is what we need, not these pieces of crap that are really office chairs. That's no good.
Absolutely. Tell you what.
Now, when we porch set, we have to point out we don't set the scene at all. We have to just tell people we're outside. We're just looking at the cars going by. That's what we're doing.
Just sitting. Just talking.
Yes,
Porch setting.
Having some fine sex today. No. Yeah, look at that. You think that guy's a freaking Jehovah's Witness?
Nope. I think he's, I tell you, I don't want to sound gay, but I'd sure like to have that waistline. I would indeed. What do you figure that waist is? Is that like 19 inches?
Go to Port-au-Prince. spend some time in Haiti. Have some unprotected sex. You can get that skinny.
I'd like to take a few inches off the middle.
Screw it. Why are you so obsessed with your weight?
I'm not obsessed with my weight. I just, you know, I always like to take off a few pounds. I'm not obsessed. Do you think I'd look like this if I was obsessed? Huh?
I got
it. I'm not obsessed, and neither is Baby Huey there out on Rockville Pike.
Got a good look at myself in the mirror today after I climbed off Janet.
Pleasant.
Hey, friend,
pleasant.
Do yourself a favor. Move up to the 07.
Is that the 06?
Yeah.
06 just drove by. Katana Koopa's town.
Anyway, yeah, it was one of those things where the vanity mirror was reflecting what was happening in the mirror behind me,
mm-hmm.
and the mirror behind me was one of those mirrors that opens up that becomes the...
so you got to look at your own ass?
The medicine cabinet. Yeah, except I got a real odd view of myself from the side, like a view that you never see.
And you don't want to see?
It was like, and I looked at it and I thought, God damn, how could anyone want to have sex with me? So don't be obsessed about it.
Have you ever looked at your own ass? Like really looked at it?
Hello, I'm not the stretching elastic man.
Well, no, I mean, you can do it.
What do you mean, like with a mirror?
No, I have one time years ago, I had a roid, and I really just wanted to check it. And so what I did was I set up there was a small mirror, like an 8x10 picture size, and I set it up on the, I shut the lid of the toilet, and I straddled
faggot
the side of the commode and the tub. They were close together, and I was able to look down and see.
I do not think seriously.
That was not pleasant.
I swear
was
to God.
It hurt, and I wanted to know what hurt.
I've never had a hemorrhoid.
You're lucky. I haven't seriously had one in a very, very long time, like at least 10 years.
Every time that I think I get one, like pimple.
That's gross.
It is.
Mean inside?
No, it's
that's
right on the outside, not the inside.
Yeah, that's good. I bet that hurts, though, right?
Yeah, well, you know, and I feel like an ingrown hair. Like, why the hell is I an ingrown hair going there? Finally realized it's a pimple.
You know what my lady did for me, speaking of our ladies as we were before, you know what she did for me last night?
What?
Gave me a pedicure. I know that grosses you out, but is that a sweet thing to do? Not a, you know, full pedicure, but she just cut my toenails for me, which
that's
I think
nice.
Is the ultimate luxury.
Gross. It's nice she did it for you, just feet are gross.
I know you don't like feet. You don't like feet.
I tell you, that's
town.
When we were in Jamaica, we're sitting by the pool, and I thought my feet looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
One point, Jared said to me, did you bring a nail clipper? Yeah, I said, hello, not on an airplane. She said,
she started throwing up. She started to choke.
No, she said, I got one upstairs. And it turned out it was like a baby one. And I said, I can't possibly use this on my feet. Anyway, I gave myself a hell of an ingrown toenail using that thing.
You mean you actually called because you tried to do your own toes?
I did. She made me say, she feels a goddamn self-conscious.
So you shortcut it? You shortcut your...
Goddamn right. Right here, this foot, third toe from the left, little ingrown action.
Nothing more painful.
Outside of childbirth. Bleh.
How often do we hear that?
Childbirth. Man, it's nothing like childbirth.
God, I wish there was some pieces of ass around here. Would it kill you to put yourself together, honey? I'm serious. You know, men look at you.
You talking about her?
No, not her, the other one. The pig.
Oh, yeah.
She's fine.
She is fine.
She's fine.
You know,
What's happening, baby? How are you, honey? You're looking good today, baby.
She is looking good. Well put together. You know what we were talking about?
What, hemorrhoids?
But speaking of, like, women in this neighborhood.
Yeah, around here, yes.
We were hoping that this condo next to the building here would make some effing progress, that they would actually start finishing it. And I want them to start. They're still selling them. I want them to get cracking. I want to see some Swedish stewardesses in the condo on the sixth floor. Because, really, I think as far as this new location is concerned, when we get can you pass me a beer, too, please? That's what that sounded like.
It's soda pop.
When those condos fill up, mm-hmm. we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some real fun out here, especially when it gets dark early.
Hey,
hi, how are you? How's it going?
And, I think there's anybody honking at us. There's just some guy who just wants to get his way.
Look at Rob out there. Hi, Rob.
Have you ever seen anybody whiter in your life?
Look at his legs. His legs are... Legs look like cherry ice cream.
Thank you.
You're not supposed to be involved in this.
I'm just thinking out loud.
You're just out there to get ambient noise.
Jesus. Translucent.
Hey, there's Sanjaya's sister.
A few Sanjaya's sisters are out here, I believe, today. Did you see him on the Today Show today?
Sanjaya?
Sanjaya was on the Today Show. Doing his usual thing, which is this thing.
I'm going to hate that show tonight. All that goddamn charity crap.
Oh, you'll enjoy it. It's going to be good entertainment.
Oh, what a great day for a bike ride. I tell you something, man. You got to get yourself a hog.
Oh, a chopper. Yeah.
Get yourself a hog.
You know.
Do you see what that guy's doing, my friend?
What guy?
Do you see the guy on the hog out there now?
Where?
See what he's got on the back of that hog?
Oh, where?
That motorcycle? Don't do that.
Where? What's, I can't see him, Mike. Where?
He's on the other side of the white van, and you can see his... Well, that might be a kid.
I don't believe
in passengers on the back of the motorcycles. No, that's his chick. That's like his Easy Rider chick.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You know that actually... I don't know when it was. Sometime we were watching American Chopper, which is apparently all I do. Janet said, why don't you just get a motorcycle?
There you go.
Hello. I'm uncoordinated. I'm afraid. But God, I'd love one. I'd love one just for show.
Take the course.
I just want a fancy motorcycle for show.
But if you would get a fancy motorcycle, you're going to ride it without getting any training, and you're going to go kill yourself.
I want to ride it.
You just want to have it in the garage?
I'll have like a cool Batman.
Oh, like you'd like to get a chopper.
Yeah.
Like a real chopper like made for you by Paul, by the Tuttles?
I want the Tuttles like, to find out all about me.
That only costs you $180,000.
I'll get some company to underwrite it for me. You know.
Don Geronimo's Batman chopper. Presented by Hewlett-Packard.
All the things important to me. You know. Vodka, cigars.
If you had it made and you didn't ride it, would you let me ride it?
Of course.
Oh. I'm all about that.
You got a license?
Yeah. That would be great.
It would scare the crap out of me.
This is like the Pee Wee Herman bike coming up here. This guy's riding a Pee Wee Herman bike.
Hey, princess.
Do, 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 do. Going by Rob. Rob felt uncomfortable just then.
He got son. My wallet.
Hey, son, would it kill you? Would it kill you to pick those shorts up over your knees? Oh, that's the old man in me coming out.
Yeah, same thing with the ball cap.
Larry Bird never wore shorts like that.
That's why we get chastised. We got to clear the air. Oops, I'm sorry. That doesn't count as porch setting. I'd be doing that for real out
here. You do that in real life?
I do impressions in real life.
You have funny voices in real life?
We got to clear the air.
What an effing company this is. Speaking of doing voices.
You hear that air compressor in the back? It just farted.
Hey, faggot, that's a nice looking merch you're wearing. That's a male person, incidentally. I think that guy from Greenpeace is wearing across the street.
Merce.
Save the whales, my ass. Look at him. Look at that guy. He's everything that's wrong with everybody. Brown shirt, cargo pants, goddamn Merce, short haircut.
You sure it's not a backpack? I think it's a Merce.
Courteous son of a bitch.
Well, if he's not courteous now, he's going to end up hamburger on the road.
Wearing his clogs. God, I hate those cars, too.
The Element?
You might as well just put a big sign on the back that I'm retarded. There is an uglier one than the Element, though. Is it the Zion?
Might be. God, this is beautiful right now.
What is up with that guy wearing that bag?
He's going into one of the buildings. I'm trying to see if we haven't gotten the angle yet to see what kind of... Excuse me.
You know what?
Now, is that a Merce? That's a backpack. It's not a Merce. Look at it. It's a backpack. It's not a Merce. Come on.
All right.
Okay. Come on. Come on now. It wasn't a Merce.
Okay.
You know what's a nice building?
What?
That one over there. And I hope there's a restaurant at the top of it that rotates.
That high-rise thing?
But I don't think it is. We need to get some more comfortable furniture.
I know.
Out here. We really do.
How you doing, baby?
How are you?
What's happening, honey?
We're just sports setting. That's what we're doing. You want to come on the radio? You want to come on the radio for a second? You sure just to say hello?
Come on, baby.
You just say hello to somebody.
Want to be on the I Miss the Morning Show?
You just say hello. You want to say hi to somebody? Anybody that might be listening?
Come on, say hi.
Say hi to a friend of yours or something like that.
Be on the I Miss the Morning
you can
Show.
Say, you can tell them tonight when you're having dinner. You can say, I said hi to somebody on the radio. You're going out to 6 million people. You don't want to?
6 million people.
6 million people, if you added up 3 weeks of the show.
If you added up everybody that's listened to the show the whole time we've worked together.
Hey.
Well, she's still talking. What baby?
All right. Are you going to get an adjustment? No? Yeah. You work there?
Yeah.
Oh, shoulders? Okay. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
That's the way of the world.
Baby got back.
Bit of a language barrier there, I believe. I'm not quite sure. I couldn't hear her because, you know, we have the headphones on.
She got the vish ass, though.
I sounded like yeah, the town of Cooperstown. Good to see the Duker again.
American Idol. Idol gives back. Shut up.
Did you hear that we've got S weather coming in for 2 more days now that we've had our little tease? It's the typical tease again.
You know,
thought it was spring. It's not going to be spring tomorrow.
Yeah, that Prius reminds me of...
Hey, look at that truck, Ewing Oil. I've never seen that before.
You've never seen J.R. Ewing Oil before?
No, I've never seen Ewing Oil.
You know, you're kidding me.
I have never seen a Ewing Oil truck in my
Everywhere.
Life.
Everywhere. That Prius that just drove by?
Yeah.
I don't know why I hate Larry David's wife so bad.
His real wife or the wife on TV?
Not the
you
one
like his wife on TV.
No, the one that the Al Gore lady, the one that's up on her freaking high horse with Cheryl, what's her name, Crow. Shut up, Larry David's wife.
Is she going to use one square or two?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous. That's what gives all left wingers a bad name.
This where she's shut up. I sure do like those new Mustangs. I was talking, Hank. I sure do like that mini skirted mom.
She sure was sexy. Come here.
Hank, we've seen your car before.
Oh, if he bangs her.
Any harder, the
airbags are going to explode.
Did you buy that box set yet?
No, I did not. I bought Borat, though.
Did you watch the extras?
I haven't watched Borat yet.
Did you at least open up the CD, the DVD, to see how
Borat?
How it's just written like an away.
No, I haven't.
So forget it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to face.
Come on.
She looks all right.
Please,
she
that's
nice
your
legs.
Mother.
She's nice
as
legs.
Old as your mother.
My mother? Please.
That's an older
My
lady.
My mother, the car?
It's an older lady. It is a nice car. I like that car.
What is that?
I like that Nissan.
Nissan?
Sports car convertible. It's a fun. fine automobile. That's another fine automobile, if you like SUVs, but that's the typical bra that drives it.
Look at that. She doesn't even know what her husband gave her. Look how she treats that car.
Maybe he gave her something she didn't want, too.
Like herpes.
Who knows? Is this not a perfect porch setting day, though? What was that?
I don't know.
Did Rob get heckled? Here comes some sirens. Lots of sirens the last 2 days out here on the pike. You know what we need out here? We need patio furniture. Patio. Can I give you my shopping list? Okay, serious shopping list for out here. Not serious, of course, but this is the shopping list.
Yeah.
Patio furniture. A keg. There he goes. Hey, have a nice ride. Here we go. He's coming by.
Hold on.
Ambulance.
Take a good look. Hold on. Know what I told you? Don't worry about your weight.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about their weight.
Oh, whoa.
Take a look at this. Take a look at her. How you doing, honey? She could be in Borat.
She could be in the engineering department.
She could be the guy in Borat. Honey, you're anorexic.
Stop.
Seriously, what are you, like 16?
Your voice down.
She weigh like 80 pounds.
She can hear you.
She can't hear me.
She can't hear you.
How much that girl weigh, like 80 pounds? That girl get in that Ford Focus?
I think she's a kid, though.
That's what I said.
But I don't think she's, you know.
I do. I think she's a puker. Look at how skinny she is.
Well, we've seen the from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Baby.
That pink purse.
God.
Pretty pink purses.
I mean, she's no stranger to hemorrhoids.
Just because you're fat doesn't mean you have it. It's all about the tissue.
I'm talking about her ass. Just look at her big ass.
But it's all about the tissue. Just because you're heavy doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get them. And here's a peaceful guy walking and reading.
What the hell is an old guy doing walking on a major highway reading a book?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Rockville.
What's he sitting in the gutter? He is sitting in the gutter, crossing his leg like a woman reading a book.
I think he's adjusted. He's got something in his
shirt. Taking his sandals off.
It's a sneaker.
I know it's a sandal, Mike. It's got Velcro. It's an old man's sneaker.
It's not a sandal. It's a sneaker.
But it's an old man's sneaker.
It's with the Velcro on it. Yeah.
Velcro on it.
He's adjusting the pad, I think, in it. That's a truck. I don't know what I'm talking about. That was the first thing I said out here that was just forced. I normally wouldn't notice that. You notice the nice thing about spring, though? None of those effing crows?
I still refuse to park my car underneath those trees.
But look at the droppings. Look at the lack of droppings.
When do they come back?
They come back in the wintertime, in the fall. Late fall is when they're going to come back. Now he's completely removed his sneakers, and he's walking on the grass. I don't think he's right. He might not be quite right. Like those people up there aren't quite right.
How about this guy? Joe St. Louis Cardinals fan.
You know what that is? You want to know what that's all about? I've been there. That's the chiropractor appointment.
Hold on. Look at those gay sweatpants he's wearing.
You know why? Because he's coming in. He's not coming in to dress. He's coming in because he's getting worked over.
Well, like he's getting a handy?
No.
I know what you're saying. He's getting
the whole thing.
Yeah.
So he's got to do like a...
What my son looked like the other day when he was late. He's got like his pajama bottom and a t-shirt on.
A lot of times that's they tell you to wear that stuff. So now this guy is walking barefoot, slowly.
Oh, great.
With his shoes in
the grass. What do you want, honey? What do you want, honey?
Is she listening to us?
I think so.
Was she kind or not kind?
I don't know.
Beep your horn if you were kind, darling.
With our delay, we won't hear until next week. She won't hear herself on the radio for another week.
This is Porch 7. That's a fine little automobile right there.
Now,
don't you like that, Kumatsu?
I hate bright red cars. But like, hey, look at me. Screw you.
Perhaps that's why I've enjoyed them over the years.
Now, what is she looking at? She looking at her license plate?
Yes. Just to see what the deal was.
Leave those sunglasses on, honey. hope she's going to take care of those bags under her eyes. She's got a face that looks like that, like that lady. She's got a face that looks like that lady on Time magazine. The lady with the cat face.
I'm checking how. Oh, the one in New York?
But
the
yeah,
one in New York that had all the plastic surgery?
Gone bad.
Yeah.
God, was it. Seriously, Mike.
They can check out this guy.
Hold on. Was it Hag
Uncle
Day?
Uncle Joe crossing the gravel.
Oh, there are old people and hags walking around here.
Well, hey, hello. Welcome to Rockville.
Who's this guy walking up by Rob? Dork.
Hey, how you doing? I'm a dorky-looking guy on a good-looking day.
He's talking to Rob.
Where are my khakis?
I think he might know what's going on.
He's on the mic show, aren't you?
No, I'm afraid not.
Hey, tell him to screw off, Rob.
It's time to screw off. Don't wreck the bit, man. Buzzkill, man. Move on.
Wrecking
Porchton.
Yeah, Rob, make him walk right into the traffic.
I don't think that guy's going to turn. Go ahead in the road. Now! No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God, he almost did a retarded guy.
Right, now go. And don't look back.
Wouldn't that be a nice episode of Porch Setting?
Well, Joe, I'm about done. Hit the music.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole.
What did I tell you? It's a hag day here.
Look at her. You know what it is?
What?
It's Rockville Day.
It has got to be.
Drive around here sometime.
We're across the street from
I know you lived here like a million years ago, but drive around here one day. You know what? Take more trips over to that giant food, that cemetery known as the giant food store.
You don't think this lady's a piece of ass?
Yes, it's good that you're pointing.
Turn it down, Joe. Turn it down.
No, your voice is really carrying.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. This is like...
She's old. I guarantee she can't hear me. Watch this.
This is like...
Hello!
This is it.
Look, she's not even... Hello! Hey, lady! Hey, lady! Lady walking in. Hi, lady. How you doing?
We're on the radio today.
Mambo Dog Face.
The band of pets.
Tinkle Erotica.
Would you like to say hello on the radio?
Come on over.
Would you like to say hello to anybody on the radio?
Hi there.
We're on the radio right now. What's your name? Okay, is it okay to go on the radio? What's your name? Yeah.
Rosemary Meinzer.
Rosemary Meinzer, is there anybody you'd like to say hello to?
My daughter, Peggy,
Your daughter, Peggy?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Peggy. Your mom just said hello to you.
Hello.
Ma'am, the last button on your blouse needs to be buttoned.
That's because he's always looking at the ladies.
Always. Can't help it.
Have a wonderful day, Rosemary.
You're lovely, Rosemary.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you for coming on the radio with us.
I wish I was your baby.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Rosemary, could you hear us the whole time we were talking? See?
Yes. Thank you. That's okay. Hear. Thank you, Rosemary.
Never mind. Thank you.
Hot as old balls.
Thank you very much.
Casket time. 21 past the hour.
This has been another episode of Porch Setting.
Yeah.
How come you stopped smoking your cigar?
What?
How come you stopped smoking your cigar?
Because we're John.
John. Okay, Aunt B.
We're John. Because we're John.
We're John. We are John.
Well, we got to go back inside. I mean, am I the only one that's keeping... We're running late on commercials now, right?
Rob's nodding his head across the street.
Yeah.
Okay, well, from Mayberry...
Been nice sitting out on the porch.
Join us for next time for another episode of Porch Settin', and that's SETTIN.
When we come back, we'll be using our radio voices and talking like professionals inside with the big microphones and everything.
Damn it. Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I think I might be gay.
Do you find me sexually attractive?
No.
Do you find any man sexually attractive?
No.
Well, maybe George Clooney. Clooney doesn't count. Trust me, you're not gay.
Okay.
It's okay to be straight.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'm mocking you, dork.
My phone has a mind of its own.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
Right.
Like a life-altering herpetic sore. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, hiya,
everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the boat.
Welcome back. We're inside.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Sorry. It was good outside, though, right? It was good?
So good.
So good. Glad you liked it. Right, we're back now.
Welcome.
That wasn't his like sound. He gave us the non-like sound there for a second. That's his ambivalent sound.
So good.
That's my favorite right there.
There you go. And, of course...
How are you doing, Joe?
There it is.
Let me see. Nice to be back inside.
Welcome back.
Thanks, everybody. We did have a bunch of people that walked up and wanted to say something, and I would give ourselves a little credit here that we immediately did not stop down to speak to those. We waved and gave them the... move on.
Yes. Move on.
Move on.
Nothing to see here. Nervous waiter, hot coffee. Come on. Coming
nothing
through.
To see here, but
go on with your life.
Thanks to all the people that drove by and were honking.
Absolutely.
How about Rob's legs, huh?
Rob has those super white legs. Rob, do those see sun? I mean, you're obviously walking around outside sometimes with shorts on.
I don't care for sunlight. And it is, you must admit, it's early in the season.
Do you burn when you go to the beach?
Oh, no, I tan chocolatey brown. Of
no, but
I burn.
See, I mean, I'm wondering whether some people are fair and are just, I mean, really not affected by this.
I burn horribly.
Don't you remember one of the first times we went to Memphis?
Right.
Elvis is Still Dead show. Rob got up on stage with an Elvis band, and he was doing his Elvis impersonator thing. He had like a one-day growth of beard.
Right.
He shaved that night, and the next day he had big white spots on his face.
True enough.
And everything else was super red.
He's Whitey. There's no question that he is Mr. Whitey.
And it's one real bad burn. Usually the first one of the year is the worst. And you got pretty crispy.
You know what? You always have to do it. If you're fair-skinned, you always have to be aware of that. And, you know, and it's with a bunch of golfers that are surrounding me on Sunday, and they make you feel like a complete idiot. Because everybody, if you're so inclined, knows to either wear the hat or put on the goop. And I didn't put the goop on or wear the hat, and I have radish nose.
Now, I bet you'll...
And that's not the booze, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. That's not the booze.
I'll bet you agree
that's
with me,
right.
though, that the worst sunburns usually walk hand-in-hand with drinking.
Well, my sunburn happened to, on Saturday, happened to be followed by a little drinking.
And then you go home and you shiver.
the walls start moving.
And you get the aloe.
Aloe.
Yeah.
I got it upstairs. I got aloe upstairs.
Oh, wow.
You want some?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
You don't need it. Do you wear sunscreen when you go out to the beach?
Yeah, like a low number, SPF 0.
So you put like that Hawaiian tropic oil?
Yeah, baby oil.
Baby oil.
Baby.
That's right, baby bird.
Baby oil. Hold on a second. Who has whiter? This is an awful
hold
segue.
On there.
Who has whiter legs than Rob? Rosie O'Donnell.
Right.
There's no way to seg into this.
Yeah, but hers, she's got rosy thighs.
Rosie O'Donnell has had a lot to say about virtually everything going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
She weighed in today about Sheryl Crow and her thought that you can only use one little hunk of toilet paper.
Why does she have to be the one who's weighing in on it?
Because she defecates all the time.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but, I'm just so sick of Rosie O'Donnell.
Here she is now.
And Sheryl Crow had a couple of ideas. One was that we should stop using paper napkins, that we should have a sleeve made that you put over your whatever you're wearing so that when you want to go, you have this sleeve.
I got news for her. They're already made.
Everyone
to use one square of toilet paper to wipe. Even though all I want to do is have some fun. One little thing.
Give her credit.
All right,
yeah. That is funny. I had to. I love it when there's something you have to laugh at.
Give her
here
credit.
I was saying I was sick of Rosie, but that made me laugh.
However, you're like everybody. Like 10 seconds into that clip, with those four hounds.
Oh, my God.
Are
give
cackling.
Me a shotgun. I want to put it in. It's terrible.
See, there you go. Right away.
Yeah.
It's just last week, as I said, yesterday was something that pissed me off. We're very anti-gun.
Yes.
But when you hear those four hens cackling.
Right.
Don't you just want to.
Yeah, but see, I was going to turn it on myself.
Oh,
so I get a free pass
either way.
When they start screaming.
All right, never mind.
Oh, my God.
You're going to kill yourself.
And, you know, the View is like that so often, where they're talking without any regard simultaneously. We got a bunch of guys on this show.
We manage.
There are a lot of people that talk, but everybody kind of gets their turn.
Right. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, that was perfect.
There's all of this stuff about, I just fly through a bunch of things that I wanted to discuss today that I had seen on TV or read somewhere.
Yeah, read somewhere.
That's The View. I was doing my impression of The View. I'm very close to renting the movie The Queen.
Okay. Okay. I've seen it.
Okay. Well, I'm not surprised.
Homo.
Anyway.
he gave me the
finger
after he spit out his water. Yeah, see, now that's the laugh that I was talking about toddlers having when it comes up to nasal passages.
Anyway, I was reading something about what the Queen Mother thought about this, and I stumbled onto something online that there's going to be some We Still Remember Lady Di concert coming up very soon, and Bryan Adams is not participating. And I read this, at first I read it at ain'titcoolnews.com, and then I read it on a real news site,
right,
that Bryan Adams is coming out and saying, I can't go to this thing because I used to bang Princess Diana all the time.
Whoa!
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bryan Adams, the guy, you know, want to run to you.
Do you know, way back when, in the day, I met Bryan Adams at the Prince's Trust concert.
Wow. Oh,
really?
That's where... With our old producer, Frank, backstage. That's when we met George Harrison. And all those people, they're just wandering around. Security was much different in those
days. The early 1990s, Bryan Adams. And what's he got to gain out of this now? I mean, Princess Diana.
He said he was having an affair with her.
And that's why he can't perform at this big upcoming concert.
Because
he cares so much about her and that, you know.
True.
He used to split her like a piece of wood.
Do you think really there was a need for him to do this, though? I mean, obviously he's known this for a long time. He's performed before. So now he's too emotionally distraught?
Here is the story. As usual, I've got a half right, half wrong. This came out in the news because Bryan Adams will not be invited to sing.
He's not being invited. Totally different.
At the show. William and Harry are the ones who said they don't want Bryan Adams to sing. Then they went to Bryan Adams and they said, why are you not being invited? And he said, well, maybe it's because I had sex with her like from 1990 till 1993.
Oh, bitter. Yeah. So that's a very bitter guy right there.
And I'm sure you've heard about whatever the big duet is going to be tonight on American Idol.
I've heard that they're going to have the big duet, but I haven't heard any speculation as to who it's going to be.
Are you ready for the letdown of all time?
I am, of course.
Well, it's a half letdown and half funny, but...
Can I ask you something before you tell me?
Absolutely.
Is it someone from American Idol?
No.
All right, that's good so far.
It's Celine Dion.
That's good.
Puke. I hate that.
Yeah, but she's got talent.
I hate that praying mantis.
But she's a singer. She's a great singer.
Right. She's going to be performing with Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like on screen?
They're going to do like, you know, when they did the David Bowie, what's his name? Bing Crosby thing.
And
the Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole singing with her dad thing.
What are they singing? Do they know?
I have no idea. What are they singing, Robbie?
If I Can Dream. It's closing number from the 68 special.
Right. Rob, I'm surprised you haven't seen this, or Don, I don't know if you saw it, but I watched, I think it was on one of the high def channels, I watched the Elvis concert, where they have the Elvis concert where the orchestra, they bring the whole band, the whole backup singers.
The original TCB band.
All the TCB band, they're all there.
Do we already have that on DVD? I mean, do you and I have that?
No, it just came out about a month ago on DVD. They've been doing the tour for a while, but it's pretty incredible.
Neither one of you have seen that?
I've seen the concert on TV. I've not bought the DVD yet.
Okay.
I've not seen it, Mike.
It's interesting. It's okay. It's just a little bit sad. It's just, I don't know, the whole thing is just to sit there and pay money to go to watch
them. Get, Jack.
I don't know.
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
But it was very, technically it was very well executed.
And I agree that it's sort of morbid, but I would give an arm to go see it.
Yeah, but you know, God damn it, get somebody with a, you know, that's not underground. I mean, they build this thing as being the great duet. And they've got a video of somebody. They don't do that for anybody else.
I know something funny, though.
What?
Is that this week they had not done the master down of the multi-mix of him singing.
Yes.
So she was rehearsing with an Elvis impersonator.
Michael Hoover. We're not here to poke fun.
That's right. Is this a two-hour show or a one-hour show?
A one-hour show. What else did I hear about it? That the regular part of the show, the singing part, will be with Ryan Seacrest and everybody in the studio, and the whole hokey charity thing is hosted by Ellen DeGenitals, and she will be in a separate, sequestered location, almost like a telethon thing.
Okay.
Where they're going to go from one studio to another studio.
Isn't the duet tomorrow night?
It is tomorrow night, I checked.
Oh, is it tomorrow? Yeah, really?
Tonight is just the performance show, and tomorrow night is all the fluff and
all right.
What's not.
And what else did I read? Simon Cowell's house got robbed.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, didn't mean to laugh. I didn't mean to laugh right away.
They took, I got it here somewhere.
His EGAT.
They took his t-shirt.
They took,
they took his brassieres.
They took his bras, right. They took jewelry, silver, and all of his electronic equipment.
And his marital aids.
That's
what they meant when they took his elaborate collection of glass plugs.
That's really all. There was one other thing. Oh, and,
looks like a base with no hole in it.
The most expensive movie of all time, as of right now, is Spider-Man 3. They're now saying that the movie is going to cost over $500 million. When you add in everything, when you add in the cost of promotion, when you add all the crap to pay the people.
$500 million?
Half a billion. Thank you, Buzz. Half a billion.
Yeah.
Jesus, to make a movie?
To make the movie. And is it all going to go to Industrial Light and Magic and all the special effects people?
Right. It cost $350 million to make.
Oh, my God.
And then the marketing budget will be between $150 and $200 million. Yeah. So, you know, it better be good.
Yeah, better.
That's why I'm so...
It's a hell of a nut to cover.
So it's why I'm so fanatic about making Spider-Man 3...
It's a special costume.
...as good as Spider-Man 2, as good as Spider-Man 1.
All I think of whenever you're talking about Spider-Man is Perez Hilton's website where he calls her Kristen Drunks.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he's got a bit of a track record. He does not like, if he doesn't like somebody, he'll find the worst possible pictures in the world.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I got a tape here. Robbie, what is the tape of the, is this something that will either make us interested or mad? Stars of Spider-Man 3 on the Virginia Tech shooting.
Oh, it's Toby and Kristen Drunks, and is it Thomas Hayden Church who plays the villain in this
right,
one?
Right, he's in this one.
They're all. This is from Showbiz Tonight. They're all weighing in.
Why are they commenting on?
Yeah,
why?
Because the Showbiz spin is Hollywood responsible for the violent culture of America right now?
Well, wait a minute. I mean, where's that coming from? It's not coming from Hollywood, right?
No, it's they were questioning.
They're responding to people.
Showbiz Tonight asked them about it. Yeah,
all right.
And
I don't think that. Any kind of art form is going to be the tipping point for somebody who's, you know, got that kind of mindset or something. I don't, you know, I actually just don't understand that myself.
I don't think it's Hollywood's responsibility to...
I hate hearing movie stars pontificate about something. Just shut up, put on the suit and just make the stupid movie.
Yeah. You'll like what the third guy says, though.
Oh, the bad guy?
Yeah.
Decide for a parent what their child sees or doesn't see. I think that news these days, everything...
Shut up!
Turns things into distractions from other things.
Stand in a topless scene.
Shouldn't that be...
Excuse me. Stand in that scene where you got the rain coming down on you.
Where she's upside down?
Yeah, he's upside down.
He's upside down.
Yeah. That's all I want you for.
She's right side up.
Kristen Drunks.
Sure is.
Teaching our country another lesson to how about ban handguns, you know what I mean?
I think that kids, they understand there are elements of good and evil in the world, but good triumphs.
Wings.
And sometimes it requires whatever physical force with respect to this guy's parents.
What?
I hope that that guy, if there's a hell, I hope that that guy's. It kind of makes me emotional to even talk about it. I hope that guy is being tortured in hell.
Thomas Hayden Church and I actually talked for a while on this.
All right, we all feel the same way, but why are we asking Spider-Man what he thinks about this?
Right.
Because it sells, and they're still trying to squeeze every little drop they can out of the story. And the other thing that is just giving me the red ass is now it's been over a week since the shooting at Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all of the sports teams that did stuff, it was great.
Yeah. I thought it was terrific.
The first weekend, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now I'm reading, like, even into this coming weekend,
You
have teams that are saying, yeah, this weekend we're going to wear the hat. This weekend we're going to wear the colors. You know, there's there's a freshness date on this. There's a date where...
And it's not the radio freshness date you're talking about. It's a date about... It's kind of a healing...
Common civility. There's a point when you say, okay, this was the worst thing that ever happened as far as this stuff goes, at least in recent times. We've reacted to it. Now it's 2 weeks later. For all this crap we're talking about, the healing process, why do I have to read that the D.C. United soccer team is going to be wearing Virginia Tech jerseys on Saturday night?
I agree with you. I think that there's a certain limit, and you know, now, you know, people do, you start the healing now, you really do. The mourning period for the families will last forever.
Yep.
The fact is, though, all of the rest of us, we need to get on with our lives.
It's such a copycat world we live in. I'll give credit to our ball team here in D.C., the Nationals.
Yeah, good job.
Because Virginia Tech is 5 hours from D.C. Everybody in D.C. knows someone who goes to Virginia Tech someone who has someone who goes to Virginia Tech. So our baseball team, they went out to a sporting goods store the day that all this happened and bought Virginia Tech hats and wore them that night at RFK Stadium.
Right. Yeah, right away, immediately, you know, when people were really, everybody was hurting about this.
That's great. I appreciate that. I was watching the NBA playoffs. I see Allen Iverson has got Virginia Tech on his sleeve that he wears. Mm-hmm. You know why? Mm-hmm. He's from Hampton Roads. Right. Okay.
Makes sense.
He's from Virginia.
Right.
But then... when it gets to be the piling on part.
Yeah, yeah, and it doesn't seem... I mean,
and it's
where were you a short time ago? You know what I mean? I know, maybe they didn't have a game scheduled or something like that. Who knows? But,
well, then send flowers.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're right. There is a freshness date on something like this. Yeah. I agree. Because then you're really, you know, you're dredging it up again. And, mm-hmm. and you know, some of the families that might be dealing with this, maybe even at this stage... You know, it's getting to be a point where they want to move on a little bit, at least from the media and everybody else, you know, reminding them of the tragedy. Right. I think it's, you know, the healing. Let the healing be a little private now.
Amen. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Gentlemen, I figure after they're done talking to Lowell, maybe next time they can talk to Isaac or Epstein.
Okay, and maybe next time you'll figure out when you say they that it's really us.
Hello?
The next time you call with some brilliant critique of the show, whatever it is that you said, maybe you'll know that they...
What was he talking about? I wasn't even paying attention.
I think it was...
I got some poor reception in Horrorville.
I think it was the diaper guy.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you're talking about, the diaper guy?
No, I'm actually talking about Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are talking about something that's relevant to the show. My apologies.
What about it? What was your critique? I don't know. What was your joke?
My critique was they're asking Thomas Hayden Church or Lowell from Wings. You know, he's like the moral compass of this country. Why don't they just ask...
Oh, so he wasn't digging at us, Don.
No, I understand, but what you're doing is pretty much aping what Mike and I had already said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why are the people from... Who cares?
Yeah, it's repeating Spider-Man what we... It's a violation.
Right.
It's a demerit.
Clearly.
Either way, you're an idiot.
And he already acknowledged it with Horrorville.
That's right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
thank you.
It's got to be the only show in the world you say you're an idiot, and your mom's a whore, and goes, thank you, gentlemen.
I'm sorry I said that. There I go, bringing something up from the past again. God.
Well, Mike, you're a bad man.
I'm a very bad man. I'm a bad man.
I'm a bad man.
I really am, though.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
Pause.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The mayors of Boner City, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
My phone has a mind of its own.
We're going to go to Buzz's News here.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
This is that time. We will have our race show. Our race show. We're playing the race card.
Yes.
We're working out the details now with famous urban DJ Tom Joyner.
Good. Okay.
So that's the name of the guy. Everybody's heard of him.
Yes.
We're going to do we got to work it out with CBS to figure out what we're doing.
Right? Very good.
Going on his show. I don't want you to think we forgot about that.
No.
Let me see. Also, very soon, the all-caller show that kind of got derailed by the whole Imus thing.
It did.
Also, Mike O'Mara will be singing the national anthem this weekend, mm-hmm. Saturday night, at the Washington Nationals-New York Mets game.
I'm very excited.
Cool. Yep, want to talk about that.
And I am not a professional singer.
Here's,
I disagree.
No, I am not.
Okay.
You know what? You know what I'm all about.
You're very good.
I'm all about diminished expectations.
Right. I'm saving the Tom Hanks laugh for something else. Otherwise, you would have gotten it. Otherwise, you would have gotten it. And this does not deserve the laugh either, although you will get a snicker out of it. Do you know today that Associated Press called to find out if the rumors of the Sacramento Kings moving either to Las Vegas or Oklahoma City was true?
You can't.
Yeah. How great is that?
I love it.
And one last thing ahead of Buzz, and I bet you're not going to have this in the news.
Probably not.
Now, Mike, this is not funny.
Okay.
And you are not to laugh at this.
I will. If you're telling me not to, I will not laugh.
But I want to tell you, I think we have come up with a reason to forgive Chevy Chase.
Really?
For being Chevy Chase.
Well, it must be pretty good.
Yeah, it must be.
The headline simply says, from his new autobiography, which is called I'm Chevy Chase and You're Not. Headline. Chevy Chase was severely beaten as a child by his mother and his stepfather.
No laughing. Well, there it is. Well, there it is.
Now, Mike?
Yes, I'm here.
They would also lock him in a closet for hours. Sometimes they'd make him up, wake him up in the middle of the night. Just to slap him.
Wow.
Continually and hard.
This is his mother and who?
And his father.
His mother and his, both his mother and father.
They would also punish him.
That's not funny, Tom.
They'd also punish him by sentencing him to 10 lashes on the back of his legs.
Jesus. Who the funk? Fletch went through all that crap.
And then he says the second dad, the stepfather, tortured him. He lived in fear. Deathly fear.
Tom, I'm not laughing, Don, but Tom Hanks is finding this hysterical.
I don't see what's funny about this.
No. He's not a sensitive guy.
Chevy Chase was severely beaten as a child by his mother and
father. It's as if they knew somehow.
Stepfather.
Well, no wonder.
Okay.
There it is.
Because that's the next time you watch Foul Play.
You didn't have that in your news, huh?
No, I didn't, actually.
Wow.
Good scoops all.
We can all forgive him just a little bit for being such a dick, huh?
Fascinated.
Makes Funny Farm even better.
Funny Farm. Sure. Jesus, there's one right there.
No, I will tell you, I don't know the title. The worst Chevy Chase movie is where he is the sleep-deprived air controller.
Oh.
Rob's thinking. Is he also in The Invisible Man?
He is. Memoirs of the Invisible Man.
That's a bad one, Mike, but not as bad, I don't think, as the air controller one.
But at least he gave us something. He gave us the original Vacation.
Right. Yes.
You know, here's the deal. You make one funny movie like that, and he made me laugh on Saturday Night Live.
You're good. Yes, absolutely.
You know what? And so what that 80% of what he's done is crap.
Or
he
90.
Was beaten as a child.
There it is.
You know, maybe they knew he was gonna
grow up and be the way that he was.
As if they did.
Let's go to
Yanni
Yanni. Hey Yanni,
I think the one you're thinking of is Modern Problems.
Modern Problems.
Air controller.
And you know, like so many of these comedians, when they go to the serious business of comedy,
it's
when it goes south.
Yeah. Eat one, Chevy Chase.
Don't forget his two movies that he's made for kids. Snow Day and Man of the House. Horrible. He's tried everything.
Snow Day. I had forgotten about Snow Day.
Snow Day.
He played a weatherman or something like that. He was an opponent to the child in that.
Now, is Man of the House the one where he dresses up like an Indian and goes camping with his kid?
With Jonathan Taylor Thomas and the ravishing Farrah Fawcett.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And Farrah, right when she was hitting that hill.
Yeah, exactly.
Right when she was at the crest of the hill, just about 10 feet down.
She was over the wall.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was climbing the hill like on an obstacle course.
Chevy, we hardly knew ye.
Oh,
woke him up just to slap him, huh?
Wow, that's not right.
You know, it seems like a wasted step, because if you slapped him, he'd wake up anyway.
Well, he had that smirky little face when he was younger. Yeah.
Knock off his huge glasses that he wears now.
Chevy Chase, yeah, you little bastard!
Yes, it'll bust him.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Dynamite.
How are you, friend?
I'm well. Hey, yo, y'all. Russell Simmons, who had an awful lot to do with the growth of hip-hop.
Never, ever trust Whitey.
Did I pull that off okay? Yeah. He had an awful lot to do with the growth of hip-hop. Russell Simmons says it's time his fellow moguls did something about all the disrespecting going on. In much the same way a radio show tries to figure out the undefined rules of CBS,
Simmons says the record companies are just as vague about the rules for their recordings. Some things get by, some don't.
Oh, yes, it is.
Simmons says it's time to fix that.
Wow.
That's Sangina.
Wow.
Oh, yes, it is.
So here it is. Russell Simmons is recommending that his artist not use the words bitch, ho, and the N-word, even with an A at the end. Simmons says from now on those should be considered extreme curse words. He's taking the first step and urging the rest of the industry to do the same. Oh, by the way, calls from reporters to Sony, Atlantic, Warner, and the Recording Industry of America have not been returned.
Shocker.
Well, I'll give Russell Simmons
absolutely
some credit. Especially because I think originally I read that Russell Simmons was very anti when all of this started, saying, hey, you know, don't look at me, look at the guys that are bankrolling this. Well, now Russell Simmons, at least to some extent, is saying, look at me. You know,
somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to start it. And I think once that starts, you might see some movement. I hope so. But it is very discouraging that you're not hearing anything from the major record companies.
Not yet. We'll see. If he starts a momentum, that could build against the record companies, and maybe they'll change. Who knows?
We need a good movement.
And Buzz,
yes.
You know, how do you say this without being politically incorrect? I understand about the N-word.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Sure.
But my God, a bitch is a bitch.
They can't take that one away from us.
And
the other two, sure. But
And ho, okay, but you can't take away whore, or as we discussed the other day, hua.
No,
hua, you know, or hey, you ho.
Well, he's trying.
Uh-huh.
He's trying.
No. Nobody can do the boogaloo
like I do.
Nobody can do the swing
like I do. We're going on the road now.
Say bitch and hoe, that's okay. Don't say the N-word. I'm not down with that. Whoa.
The black author of Why White Kids Love Hip-Hop thinks Simmons is on the right track. Others say it's censorship, and still others say it won't accomplish a thing. But at least there's a dialogue, and in a way, thanks to the Don Imus thing.
Oh, yes, it is.
Nike is also telling or thanking Imus, at least using him, to sell more shoes to the black community. Nike's new ad features the Rutgers women's basketball team and features the slogan, Thanks, Ignorance. The ad points out that Imus' words make us all realize we still have a long way to go.
You know, eat me, Nike. Hats off Stephon Marbury. I'm sure you've heard about the shoes.
Mm-hmm.
He's got shoes that are identical to Air Jordans or anything else you would buy.
At a fraction of the cost.
Like $15.
Reasonably right. priced.
Amen.
And I mean, they're doing incredible things.
I'm just letting myself.
Yeah.
Attaboy.
You were right, though.
Phil Knight, it was a bad word that sometimes describes a woman's private area that I just deleted myself on.
Uh-huh.
Just shut the frig up. You've got Kathy Lee's leftover 5-year-old a kid from Taiwan making 1 cent a year.
Oh, they talked about that the other day. I guess you watched the Real Sports thing with Brian Gumbel.
Yeah.
Where they talked about the cost, and you know, it's identical. And then, you know, the Nike was trying to put some spin on it that the shoe quality is not the same.
No,
come on.
This is not a new story. The thing that you saw that I saw as well on Real Sports is a very long piece with that guy with gray hair. It's like a 20-minute piece.
Right.
But there have been all kinds of things on SportsCenter and on NBA TV about how they cut the shoes right down the middle.
Yeah.
And they said, look what's inside the shoe.
Sure.
Same thing in here, same thing in there. I guess what I'm saying is Nike, it's okay to charge $200 for a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
It's okay. This is America.
Right. Well,
but don't come out in the same breath and say, you know, hey, Imus, thanks for teaching us what it's all about, because we're so right and we're so above it all.
Yeah, please. They're still making the money and using it. And there's something very, to me, very distasteful about using that incident to sell sneakers if it's what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I really think you can go to the cigarette companies when they do the anti-smoking commercials as well. There's just something a little odd when they try to force down our throat that these major corporations are out for the greater good, when in fact they're really still, there's their logo. If you're really out for the greater good, you cut a public service announcement with the Rutgers team, and you have them stand up there and say, thanks, ignorance, with no logo.
Right.
Try that. Then I'm watching.
Right.
You know?
Amen.
I want to expand on something Don was talking about earlier. Having protected successfully our children, protecting them from nipples, the FCC is now going after TV violence. The FCC, which just loves to overstep its authority, thinks the time might be right while last week's tragedy is still fresh. But we also have to blame lawmakers who made political hay out of Janet Jackson's nipple. The FCC's proposed rule would push 24 and shows like it off the air. The FCC wants to push all violent shows to after 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, 9 p.m. Central and Mountain. Now, 10 Coastal, 9 Central is when the Fox network signs off for the night. That puts Fox out of the violence business. Now it's up to your congressman.
You know, I mean, I got this little thing in the TiVo, in the DirecTV.
Every TV that has been made in the last 10 years has a V-chip in it.
That's right. I use the thing. Mm-hmm. I program my kids' TV. They watch whatever they want because I know it's completely set up.
It is.
I mean, I don't get this.
And then there's also that other thing called parenting.
It's called parenting, where you look in, and I still look in every now and then to see what the hell is going on. Well, and occasionally I'll make the mistake where they'll be watching.
Let me speak on the other side of the issue.
Yes.
They're the public airwaves,
mm-hmm.
and there comes a certain responsibility. And what if you don't have the V-chip tuned in, and little Billy sees someone get their head blown away? Well, let's fix that, shall we?
No. Stay out of my living room.
I'm just being on the other side.
You stay out of my living room.
And say, stop making fun of people when you do your celebrity impressions.
Sorry about that. I can't do that. No can do. Not a chance.
Good man.
Let's clear the air.
Thank you, Noah.
Ah, I'm Noah Daniels.
President Daniels.
I think the whole thing's a crock. But I'm the president, and that's what I'm going to be now. Get that blonde lady to come over here and give me... You know, he's suddenly developing more of a southern accent.
No.
Get that big old blonde lady to come over here and give me a big kiss. You want to kiss your pockmarked president?
Do Powers Booth asking her to come back to the White House and bang him.
Hey, why don't you spend the night, what's left of it? Go get your clothes. He didn't say that, she did, but it sounds better.
No, I love it when
go
you
go pick
it.
Up your clothes. Come back to the Oval Office and we'll... I'll let you trace my pockmarks with your little baby finger, your lovely painted nail. And then tomorrow I'm getting up. We're going to clear the air. We're going to clear the air around here because I'm the president. And I hope he never wakes up. You hear me, Buchanan? Put on your boxes. Stop watching TV. Make sure Jack gets Audrey Raines. And I want to see that mamby-pamby national security advisor. She's trouble, too. I'm Powers Booth.
Yes, you are.
Damn right. Take it away, Hawaiian shirt.
The reason you shouldn't be disturbed by Rush Limbaugh's latest stupid remarks when we return.
I like every square inch of my glorious naked body.
All right, we'll talk about him. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No stems, no seeds. Just Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Welcome back to the show.
Here we are, everybody. Hey, don't forget, we're there for you on your intranet.
Internet.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. Check it out. Got a bunch of great sections. Got the message board happening. Got the videos. A lot of good Photoshop stuff.
It is a beautiful website, and you will truly enjoy it.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. And now here is Guy J. Charles Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi.
Birdley Elston.
Just call me Fred.
Fella.
Hey, as Don has said before, and Mike and I have agreed with him, Rush Limbaugh is a clown. He's a performer who puts on a show. And that's the reason, not to get upset or even care, that Limbaugh says the Virginia Tech shooter was a liberal. But it's worth mentioning just to show how low Rush Limbaugh will go.
Wow.
On his show last Thursday, Limbaugh said, quote, this guy had to be a liberal. You start railing against the rich and all this other, this guy's a liberal. He was turned into a liberal somewhere along the line. So it's a liberal that committed this act, end quote.
Where are the thought police jumping on Rush Limbaugh?
Yeah, I mean, they blow Imus out of the water. Where the hell is, is the justice here? I mean, well, he's the Teflon dude anyway.
You know what? You would need an organized group of liberals.
Right.
Who would put together...
That's funny in itself.
A complaint letter.
An organized group of... And there's no such thing.
Right.
That's right. And that's part of the problem.
It is. But I implore you to take note of how Limbaugh believes the guy was turned into a liberal. That's right. That's what liberals do. They recruit the young. They cruise restrooms looking for people they can turn into liberals. Also, thanks, Rush, for always bringing people together.
But Buzz, the thing is...
Don't ever get off message. I said, if there's one thing that guy teaches you, he stays on his message.
But you referenced this right up front. That's why we can't take him seriously.
Right.
Because we all know that he's really Jeff Christie from KQV.
Yeah, Jeff Christie, right. Lard-ass mouth.
He's playing a role. His role at this point is to say the killer was a liberal.
Right.
That's why no one takes him seriously.
Good chance to remind
it's his
you
act.
That. That's right. Now, as you may have heard, Joe
Schiff... It's a good thing he doesn't work for CBS, though.
No. Yeah, he'd be in trouble.
He'd be gone.
Big trouble.
Interesting. As you may have heard, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I did that. I was embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing. Liberals.
Joe Shun-Wei, not exactly a ladies' man, as you may have heard, what with the stalking and taking pictures under their desks and just generally creeping them out. So last month, in between gun purchases, he hired a woman... Escort Chastity Fry, let's call her an escort, spent an hour alone with Joe in a room at the Valley View Motel.
Let's call her a hoe.
So when she saw his, Joe's hoe, in fact.
A bitch.
Mm-hmm. So when she saw his picture.
Hey, it's a lady.
She saw his picture on the news, her heart started beating like a bunny's.
Hey, it's a lady.
Chastity, let's call her Chastity, says she danced for him for a few minutes and thought her work was through when he got up to go to the bathroom.
What about the vagina?
Yeah, when he returned, he said, I paid for the full hour. You've only been here 15 minutes.
Hey, you know something?
Oh, no.
No, what? I had a dream last night.
Chastity describes Joe as dorky, and she says she did have to push him away when he tried to climb aboard.
Chastity said, I never nod on the men who come around.
And lay their money down.
By the way,
gypsies, tramps, and thieves.
Always remember to pay for your sex when that's appropriate.
Hold on. You know, what's he doing? Here's what he was doing.
I didn't hear it.
He was going so far off the page.
Uh-huh.
Now, you and I are already off the page.
Yes.
Referencing Chastity from Chastity
Bono.
Right. We did, of course, the Cher song. Right?
Yes.
He's there going, you better sit down, kids. Now,
another old.
That was just one page off the page you were on.
I'm still not there.
No, here's the thing.
Help me. Lead me into the hangar.
It's 20 pages off. The average person who has even a moderate knowledge of Sonny and Cher knows, I got you, babe.
Right.
Then they know Half Breed and those other songs.
Sure.
Rob was referencing a song that Sonny and Cher had back in the 60s about a couple breaking up called You Better Sit Down, Kids.
I have no memory of that.
In real life, Rob and I have discussed this song because it's moronic and idiotic because it's addressing a very sad topic.
Yes.
Where the mom is saying, you know, dad's not going to be around anymore.
Yeah. Sit down, kids, we got bad news.
Yeah.
Right.
However, at the very end of the song, and we should actually bring it into play at the end of it one day to explain this, when Cher sings, so daddy is leaving, he loves you so much. It's all very sad. And then they go into a refrain that is like something like carnival music.
Yeah. Half carnival, half like
1920. No, I mean, not literally, but it's something that, it's a very sad song, and it's like they couldn't figure out how to end it,
right.
So it just kind of fades out. And then the orchestra starts playing a very happy, upbeat tune to end it.
And so it's odd that way.
An obscure song that he probably shouldn't have mentioned in the first place.
But you know, can I sing it out loud?
Go ahead.
You better sit down, kids.
Was that out loud? You know, part of me is very happy you explained that, and part of me is not. But I'm glad I know.
Yeah.
I'm glad I know, and I'm sure that I speak for a lot of people in our audience that we're kind of glad. When you explain his bad behavior sometimes, I think
that
it's very important.
Bad.
Well, it's what you do.
If it's in that cavern that you
call a brain, it spits out of your mouth.
It has to come out.
I think, and I'm glad that I know, because I was not in the know.
And Cher can thank me later, because there's going to be a huge spike on iTunes tonight. Everyone's going to
everybody's
going to
get that. On the internet.
On the internet, right?
Internet.
Five or six.
You better sit down, kids.
Internet.
Half breed. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Well, all I'm saying is just remember to pay for your sex when it's appropriate to do so. A horny couple staying at the Radisson in Boston's Park Square didn't have the scratch to cover the $600 tab they'd racked up with the pay-per-view porn. They've now been convicted of defrauding the innkeeper, a ye olde law from a ye olde state.
Oh, yes, it is.
Earlier this year, a Connecticut man was charged with racking up a $6,000 tab for lap dances and not paying. That's called defrauding the poonkeeper. And because Jesus taught us to love, the Vatican says gay marriage is evil. It also says abortion and euthanasia are terrorism with a human face.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Now, none of this is really news, except the Vatican saying it again now, because Italy is considering expanding gay rights there, including the right to marry right outside Vatican City.
Mamma mia, papa pia, baby got a diarrhea.
The Vatican, that's all you need to know about Italy, really. The Vatican says gay marriage and abortion are invisible evils presented by the media as progress.
Hey, that's good gravy. Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
It's a bad idea.
Oh, yes, it is.
He prefers to be treated like a dog.
A
and
dog.
Also, a toilet.
Hey, a dog like Otis up in heaven. Don't go poop on the floor.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
Sad the clown.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
The Vatican's mobilizing Catholics in Italy to rise up against their government's plan to give more rights to gays. And on one hand, a lot of people wouldn't even have their 42-inch high-def TVs if Walmart hadn't had that one-day sale last Thanksgiving.
What's this?
Price tag of $988 made high-def affordable to a lot more people for the very first time, millions of people.
It's a good price.
But that one-day sale at Walmart nearly drove the rest of the retail electronics business to destruction. Retailers like Best Buy and Bob's Appliances had to cut their prices, too, just to stay alive. The fallout forced Circuit City to close 70 stores in February last 3,400 employees and putting its Canadian stores up for sale.
That means lower prices.
That's
for
right.
Joe Consumer.
Absolutely. Make sure there's only one store we shop at. Tweeter closing 50 of its 150 stores, laying off 650 workers.
Who needs competition when we have the smiley face?
In the electronics business, they now call it the Walmart effect.
Hugs are great.
Panasonic has no comment.
I call it the Karmazin effect.
So what haven't I done for you?
What haven't I done for you?
The political winds may be...
Hey, Mel, you don't want to take me in the other room and make love to me, do you?
Go get your clothes. Come back to the Oval Office. I'll be waiting right here for you.
Don't you mean come to the Sirius Satellite?
Come to the Sirius offices. Kiss me, you mannish blonde woman.
The political winds may be shifting in America's black community, and that's our story when we return.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
All right.
Poppycock.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Irreplaceable. Don and Mike.
The good night's fine. You better sit down, kid.
The beat goes on.
Don't keep coming.
You did find out, Don.
The beat goes on.
All right.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm on the brain.
Electrically, they keep a baseball score.
That was very bad.
We do a soft rock thing.
Yes, please.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me. I would love to make wild, passionate love to you. I'll be the best sex you will ever have. I like rape. I carry a gun everywhere I go. I will go till you tell me to stop. I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. I like rape.
The Chris Hansen Show.
It only works with real faggy songs.
Hansen's love song.
Sad to hear, like on...
J-R-I-S.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I got to go to a different page to find all the Chris Hansen stuff.
I thought you were going to do the Sangina mix for a second there.
Well, that's about it.
Oh, yes, it is.
Smiling. We do have 8 million tapes of him on the Letterman show from last night, but you really don't need to hear those.
No.
I don't think so.
Not yet.
Probably not. Although, where's the part about Letterman goofing on Idol? Hold on a second.
Idol.
Letterman loves Idol.
Really?
Cut 12. Yeah, hold on just a second. Because Sangina did the top 10 list last
night. Oh, okay.
Now, I'll just say one thing about American Idol. I'm a big supporter of this show. I love the program, and I'll tell you why. The United States is facing a serious superstar shortage.
this is like his standard joke on. Is this
right.
the buzz?
Yeah. yeah.
And this is the only way we're going to be able to replenish
yes.
that treasure trove.
Yes.
And we at one time we dominated the world with superstars.
Yeah. Yes, that.
Not so.
Those days are over. Right.
Whoa, yes it is.
Santana.
Well, this should make Regis very happy when he returns to his show on Thursday. We've just received word that he will be greeted by a very special guest. When
suck on that, losers.
That's the guy. When he returns on Thursday, Letterman will be on the Regis show.
Wow!
I almost called you today to ask if you watched Brian Gumble with Kelly Lee.
I did indeed. I mean, was he on again today? I watched the repeat. I actually watched him when she was, shocked to know that he had dined with Regis in Florida.
He's good. I like the fact that Brian Gumbel's been calling Rippa out on stuff.
Right.
Rippa. Yeah, Kelly Rippa.
Pippa.
Yeah. Like the fact that she's on whatever that magazine is, In Style or In Shape magazine.
Oh, where she's got the airbrush. She talks about the airbrush.
They hold it up every goddamn day on the show because of her workout.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And he says something to her like, we were walking down the street, we saw the magazine with you, and she said, yeah, we had to go to whatever the exotic location to do this film shoot.
Mm-hmm. The Caribbean. I know it's somewhere in the Caribbean.
And this is where she's just got a little Kathy Lee coming out at her now. She said, well, really, you know, I did it so that everyone out at home could learn how they could get their own workout, mm-hmm. even if it's something as simple as walking up and down stairs every day. And Bryant Gumbel, to his credit, gives her a look.
Is this today's show?
Yes,
you're talking about, because I didn't see that. Yeah.
He gives her a look. She's going on about how she's Kelly Ripa, and look what great shape she's in.
Mm-hmm.
She's 36, three kids, and she did this workout, but maybe you can't afford a trainer.
Right.
Maybe you can't afford all the elliptical machine and stuff. Well, if you get the tips that you put in Shape magazine,
right.
Well, gosh, you can do it, too.
Golly, you can do it.
And he looked at her with a look that just says, C-word.
Brian Gumbel. Well, he's kind of a man's man. I mean, like him or not, Brian Gumbel is kind of a man's man. You know, it's like all he does is golf all day. That really is all the guy does. I mean, you know, when he's not working, doing the real sports show.
And he
definitely gives it to her.
On more than one occasion during today's Regis and Kelly show, she would be talking about something. Now, make no bones about it. When Regis ain't there, she likes being the driver.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian Gumbel, who is an accomplished broadcaster in his own right,
used to do it,
who knows a little bit about timing and broadcasting.
Well, he hosted the Today Show.
What's great is at least three times a day when I was watching it, she would go off on a tangent.
Uh-huh.
He would let it kind of peter out, and then he would go,
yeah, so look at this in the newspaper. Did you hear about this?
I mean, totally blowing her off,
right.
not even making the attempt for a segue. It was like what he's saying without saying it is, are you done?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's something important we can talk about in the newspaper.
Okay, Fluff. Ready for a little substance? Fluff, this is Fluff. I'm substance.
There we go. Was he wearing another one of his pastel-colored sport coats with his no socks?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. This is going to be a racially charged comment, so stand by.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch enough of the TiVo yesterday where he was talking about how he has
tan lines? Yeah, and
now,
he's got his watch line and all that.
Sure.
And he's got his watch line. And,
oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you never see that on TV.
You don't see that on TV.
You never see that in real life.
That is very racially charged, Don.
Please don't fire us, CBS. Please don't fire.
We're sorry we said that.
It's a bad thing.
We said a bad thing.
Isn't that right, President Powers?
Yeah, but I don't care. Don't lose any sleep over it. All right?
What would you like to do with Kelly Ripa?
I'd like you to go home and get her clothes. Come back to the Oval Office and spend what's left of the night with me. Powers, Pockmark Booth. Hey, yeah.
Buzz, we kind of done eat up your time there.
Oh, no, I think we're going to be all right here.
We eat up your time.
You don't eat up his time.
All I wanted to say was, among blacks 4 months ago, Hillary was the most popular presidential hopeful.
Yeah.
She's lost a lot of ground to Barack Obama. The New York Times says black leaders are taking fewer phone calls from her and more from Senator Obama.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
College students also back him. He tops all the others with 50% of the support. And finally, it can be especially disturbing when a man exposes himself in a restaurant and then cuts it off right in front of you.
How are you doing?
mean, Joe?
Quoting one horrified diner at the Strand Pizzeria in London, I couldn't believe it. The 35-year-old was taken to the hospital. No word on whether the surgery took.
Extra pepperoni.
And in Melbourne, Florida, a doctor in Florida has been arrested for what he did when he went on a costumed bar hop. He went as Captain America, but he allegedly also had a burrito in his pants and kept making people touch it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
It's like when you end them, but you kind of go short on them, and that's the whole thing right there.
Good, thank you, Buzz.
That's what we got to get out of here. We'll see you tomorrow with the All New Helmet Show.
Go on, get out of here.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, head.
Just like Jesse James.
Would you stop with the shears? I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.